headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us prompts for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show, be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
I got a dead bell this week, it sounds like. Bell sounds dead, everybody. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. I'm your host, Kim McCann. Alongside me today is the CEO, Rocket.
Even.
No Ronnie Beans today. He has the night off, but I don't know. Do your headphones sound weird?
I sound fine.
All right.
Yet another problem you have with your headphones.
I have another problem. Maybe it's the lack of nicotine in my system.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I hear.
There's a phone off the hook.
That's what I was like. What the hell is that noise? Come on. All right, everybody. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com, drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up.
See what happens when you don't tell me Ronnie Beans is going to be on or isn't going to be on?
That was weird.
Everything just goes haywire.
How did the phone thing come through the heads?
I heard it, but I didn't hear it through.
Or the cans, as they say.
Oh,
the cans.
That's what the cool kids call them?
Right, the headphones?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, so no Ronnie Beans today, but we'll be kicking some ass for 3 hours.
Not really.
Or maybe not 3 hours. Maybe an hour and a half into it, we'll just say, hey, fuck it. See you later.
Shut it all down.
See you later. Had enough. Can't do nothing.
Hands are fucking tied.
Later. By the way, just before the show, we do a little pre-show thing where I get to see Vox's boobies for a half hour.
Yes.
It was a great show.
It's fantastic. I was like, if this is going to go on, usually she comes in like halfway through the show. So at least we're already wound up and, you know, we could handle it.
Yeah.
But 3 hours of it, this show might just fall apart after like an hour and a half or so.
If you haven't listened to the show live, I suggest calling into work late or something on Tuesday mornings and coming to the chat room on Monday nights. Just so you can see Fox's boobies.
Absolutely.
Because it's great.
It's fantastic.
It's like back in the day when I used to work out and go to the weight room. The only reason why I went to the weight room was because there were hot chicks there.
Really?
Motivation to go to the weight room.
Not for the other guys?
No.
Oh.
Come on.
What?
You and your hacky gay jokes. Every time.
That's what I'm good for. Hey, I never said I was good for funny.
It's like breathing.
I never came in here saying, listen, Kieran, have me on the show because I'm funny. I never, ever said that. Never.
Then why are you on the show?
I have no idea. To see boobies.
By the way, I have a new installment of Rocket Sounding Gay.
That's right.
This week, everyone.
Right.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that today.
I'm almost reaching the level where Ray actually has a point at me being more gay than him. Because we always have this battle, Ray at TPS Radio, who's mm-hmm. gayer. And with all your latest like sound files you've been getting, he's got a lot of like material now on me. So it's killing me. It's killing me in the fight against Ray, who's gayer.
It's just sometimes, man, you sound really gay.
I can't help it. I get excited.
We got a new installment of it. We're going to do the college shout-outs, everybody.
Shout-outs!
Right now. All right,
do the shout-outs!
College shout-outs, everybody. This is when we like to shout-out the young kids from around the country to listen to the LunaticRadio.com show. I have to turn down my headphones.
Come on, get with it.
Although I can't turn my headphones.
Show prep.
All right, so college shout-outs. I'd like to shout-out Monmouth University, everybody.
Monmouth!
Old Dominion University.
ODU, baby!
And San Diego State University.
The carpal tunnels.
All the kids are wrapping up the college year, I believe. It's maybe right. 2 weeks away from finals, so
yep.
I'm sure there's still some time to get out there and do some acts and bang a chick and, you know, I don't know, do what the party kids do at college.
There's still some time to go to college.
Right. There's still some time to have some fun and blow off some steam and skip some classes. So have fun doing that, kids.
That's right.
And be sure to tune into the LunaticRadio.com show each and every Monday night.
Why, we don't know.
Right.
We can't give you a reason. We just say, check us out. But why, we have no reasons.
Right. By the way, I can't wait to stop doing the college shoutouts.
No, we can't ever do that.
Right. And if you want your college shout-out, email us at the show at lunaticradio.com, the name of the school, and the reason why I'm shouting you out.
As long as ODU dude is around, we got to at least shout out one college, Old Dominion.
Right.
So until he leaves, we'll still be doing some colleges. Or we could just talk about Dowling.
Dowling College. Yeah. Great school,
yeah.
By the way.
Not really.
This week, I don't like talking about myself, but this week I quit something that I've been doing for 12 years.
Women. Oh, no, wait. Oh, that was...
What? It's not getting laid, because that's 8 years.
Right, I know. See, I never said I was funny. Right. Never said I was funny.
Not double negative.
Oh.
Not good. Oh. Not good with the grammar.
Radio 101?
The grammar just went... Hold on.
Hold on. There it is.
Grammar just went back to second grade. Not.
Not.
It's not. So it's not me not getting some ass. Double negative again.
Right.
It is, I quit, I used to chew tobacco, everybody.
He's a spitter.
The dipper. The dip, right. You know, if you ever watch the baseball, the guy's got that little, you know, little bump on their lip.
Sure.
Lower lip. I used to chew tobacco for 12 years. And I quit Monday.
Cold turkey.
Actually, last Monday's show, I had my my last dip in the fourth segment doing the show.
Really? I didn't realize that.
That was my last dip.
I thought it was like the next day.
Nope.
Wow.
Quit. And I'm freaking out.
Really? Still? It's a week later. You still feeling weird?
I still have those, because it's 12 years. Because I used to dip doing everything. Mm-hmm. Like, I drive my car, going on the internet, watching TV. I used to dip. So, like, every time I do something that's relaxing, right, I feel like I need to have it.
Right.
So that really freaks me out.
So what's been your biggest struggle with daily life without having the nicotine around? What's been, like, the most difficult thing for you?
Concentrating.
Just concentrating in general.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
I actually started thinking, because when I started dipping, I was 17, and I was like, shit, is this going to change me?
How the hell did that start?
Baseball.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Lenny Dykstra?
Yeah.
With the giant
I wanted to
thing.
Be like the big leaguers. I wanted to be like the big leaguers.
Oh.
Yeah, so I quit, and it sucks. It sucked for 4 days. It's not too bad now, but it sucked for 4 days because I didn't feel like myself. I was like in a fog, like some sort of fucking fucked up trance.
Right.
That I couldn't even fucking relax. Oh, it's terrible.
See, I was nice. I didn't bother you for most of the week, if you noticed. I only called you like once.
I couldn't be bothered by anything.
Yeah. The phone would ring. You'd be like, what is that?
Light, anything. Birds chirping. I was like, fuck you, shut up. So mad at everything.
That's why I knew to stay away. I was like, nope, it ain't worth it. Let him just relax.
I had like PMS tenfold.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. Oh. My jaw was hurting. Like everything was aching.
Your jaw was hurting because
my body didn't have nicotine.
Wow.
I chewed. This is really bad. Chew is the most disgusting thing. And I'm not going to become one of these guys being like, stop chewing tobacco because it's bad for you. Right. I don't care. Fucking do heroin. Yeah, I don't give a shit. I just decided to quit dipping because right. I felt like it. But I, you know, every day I would dip.
Uh-huh.
And it, fucking just not doing it one right. day, it fucks with you. So it threw me for a loop.
Yeah. So something you do every day, sure. I mean, you throw that off, forget about it.
Yeah.
It's like forgetting how to breathe.
Yeah, but I was thinking to myself, I was like, fuck, you know, I've been dipping since I was 17. I don't know if I'm going to be the same person now. I don't know if it changed my moods, because it definitely changed the way I sleep. Because usually when I get up in the morning, I'm so groggy all the time.
Right.
Because I would, like, dip before I go to bed.
Right.
But now when I'm waking up, I feel fine. I'm like, great, let's go, fucking aerobic time.
So there you go, there's a positive.
Yeah. No, it's good. I'm glad I quit.
So at least it's something. At least you got to. That's the whole thing with you know, going cold turkey. You got to look at the positives, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll slowly come into play more and more.
And actually, looking back on it, it's really not that hard to quit. I don't know why everybody's like, I can't quit smoking. I can't quit dipping. It's really not that hard. Right. Just fucking. It'll be 3 days of fucking. That will suck, and then I'll be fine. You'll be fine after that.
So you're definitely better than, say, Tuesday. You definitely feel different. You don't feel
yeah.
so,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. I can concentrate on stuff now. Even jacking, dude.
I like a big butt or a penis.
Not that. This one. Even jacking, because I used to throw dips when I...
You used to dip while jacking?
I told you, I was addicted,
That's
dude.
Fucking weird. So you wait a minute. You mean in one hand you got your hammer, in the other hand you got your spittoon?
Well, no, I can hold it. Every once in a while I had to like spit.
Well, granted, it was probably like only 30 seconds anyways.
But
so.
What the nicotine does, it makes you concentrate. It relaxes you. So I concentrate.
You needed to concentrate while jacking?
It's not that odd, dude. Believe me.
I find it incredibly
believe me,
odd.
I've had friends in the past that have dipped. I have plenty of them, actually. And they still dip, and they dip when they jack. I swear to God.
That is so obscure.
But it was so hard to jack without dipping. It is the most, it's strange. It actually felt like somebody else was jacking me off.
Oh God!
It was weird, and it went so quickly.
So when you're blowing your load, you're like you're spitting out at the same time.
It felt like you know if you ever try to if you're a righty and you jack with your left hand and you invert it, turn
sure.
it upside down, it feels like somebody else.
Right.
That's what it felt like.
Just by chewing.
Yeah. See, the chew makes you concentrate.
That's fucking That's weird. Thing.
So now I'm done dipping, and I just told Rocket I made a pot of coffee at 2 o'clock this afternoon, and I drank the whole thing.
See, this is my fear now.
I drank the whole thing.
This is my fear now. Now you're gonna become addicted to coffee.
I always have been.
Now, okay, let me ask you this: Did you ever go like a day or two without coffee and start getting like headaches or something like that? No.
Mm-mm.
No, at least you're lucky with that.
I'm drinking coffee now. No. No, coffee's not like that. But it's like, you know, like with heroin addicts, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when they quit fucking heroin, the H train, they got to smoke, you know? They have to have right. something to fall back, so they smoke cigarettes.
So this coffee's, is your fallback?
Coffee's my fallback.
Why can't you just stick with the gum? Just
I do. I got the gum right here. I'm working on it.
You
got
to see, he's got the jumbo, like, Costco-sized packets of gum.
Yeah.
And he's got, like, one of those like, coffee mugs, but they're, like, a soup mug. They're, like, oversized, and he uses that
here,
for
hold
his
it up
coffee.
For the listeners. My Dartmouth University coffee mug.
You're going to go from one addiction to another. I don't know.
Can't be addicted to gum.
No, that gum. I'm talking about the coffee, though.
Yeah, it's like nothing to me. I can drink a whole pot of coffee and fall asleep within.
I was
going to
ask you, the caffeine doesn't do anything? Yeah, caffeine doesn't really do it. The only thing that helps me is my good old Monster drink. That's the only thing I could get some sort of little pep out of.
Yeah.
That or a woman's vagina. That always peps me up.
Quit dipping. What? So F you to everybody that says you can't quit smoking and you can't quit nicotine or whatever.
That's right. Fuck you up,
bullcrap. Because if I can do it, anybody can
That's
do
right.
it. Because I'm a fucking douchebag.
You're retarded.
I'm so weak-minded. If I can do it, anybody can do it. I'm telling you. I can't quit smoking. Shut up. Sure you can. But I'm not telling you not to do it. Smoke them up. Smoke them up, Johnny. And if you got them, smoke them. You've got heroin, do it too. I don't care.
Hey, whatever.
Do whatever you got to do.
It's your party.
Whatever gets you through the day.
Even if it's heroin.
No, even if it's heroin, go ahead and do it. All right?
I got to ask you with the dip. Did the chicks like it? Did the chicks mind it?
No, that's why I quit. Not because of chicks, but I didn't like doing it. I was just addicted to it.
Right.
It didn't look cool. It wasn't a vanity thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I was just addicted to it. I picked it up playing sports.
That's so sad.
And I just never gave it up. Until recently. Until Monday. Last
right.
Monday.
Now you're onto the cocaine.
Now I'm going to do some coke because I'm going to Vegas in 2 weeks.
Look at you. Look at you date dropping.
Got to smoke up, Johnny.
See, we can't do name drops. We could do date drops.
Right.
I'm going here.
I'm going
this
to Vegas.
Date.
Yeah. So it'd be cool.
Good.
I quit dipping.
Well, good for you, buddy.
Have you ever been addicted to anything?
Taco Bell. It's about it.
See, no, there's something. That's hard to quit.
It is. I'm telling you, they lace it with something.
There's some sort of fucking...
It's MSG or something. Yeah. I like just need it.
Some sort of like caffeine thing in those tacos.
Like I'm trying to like lose a little weight for the summer, so like I didn't eat anything all day just so I could have my Taco Bell because, you know,
so it doesn't work.
Yes, it does. Why wouldn't that work?
Because you had it like eight tacos.
Three.
Yeah, but they're the jumbo tacos. Like the jumbo big, like it's like a taco. They have like a soft taco.
But if I offset
and they put
the
like a burrito around it.
Listen, you're allotted X amount of calories in a day. So if I have them all in one meal, I'm good.
Yeah, but doesn't that shock your like body?
Fuck from shocking it.
And your body goes, eh, fuck it. I'm just going to be fat.
Not fat. I resent that.
So you're trying to lose some weight.
I want to.
Everybody do that nowadays, like
that's
around
that's
April.
That's the trend.
Like April. Everybody bulks up in the winter. They don't care.
Yeah,
you know, just fucking eat and donuts every day and going to fucking Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks. Just getting fat, eating cakes.
Yep.
And then when April comes around, everybody's on like a fucking a fad diet.
Well, it's like that around here. I mean, if you go down like to, you know, down south or out west, it's a lot different because we have the winter. So, you know, you don't go out. But once all of a sudden you get rejuvenated when you have that nice 75 degree day, you know, it's like, oh, shit, I got to lose some weight.
Fuck you to whoever that is in the chat room that has the Copenhagen thing.
Oh!
I'm going to kill you.
You know who that is. It's Brian.
Is it?
Yeah.
Bastard.
Wednesday mornings. The Wednesday morning bastard.
Saturday? I didn't used to do I couldn't even do the Copenhagen. Copenhagen's like the heroin of chewing tobacco.
Is that like the worst?
Oh.
Is it like the best flavor, though?
It's like fucking dipping bear balls. It's terrible.
Bear balls? Really?
Bear balls.
Wow.
Bear balls.
What a comparison.
Like the reference?
Wow, look at you.
No, it's horrible. It's like fucking tar. Terrible.
Then why do people do Copenhagen?
Because, I don't know, they want to be manly or some shit.
I guess Brian's manly.
I did the bear.
He's from Wyoming.
Kodiak. That's Kodiak. The way
to
go.
Oh, you need to do the skull? You need to do the skull bandit?
Yeah, so we have a lot to do on today's show, everybody.
Not really.
And if I'm a prick.
Which you are.
Fuck it. I don't care. We're going to talk to Ryan Beans. Ryan Beans is going to call in because we've got to talk about the Sopranos that happened last night. Big stuff going down on Sopranos last night. By the way, is anybody watching this show Big Love on HBO? I don't know if I like it or not. It's about polygamy.
Oh, right, yeah.
Starring Bill Pullman. He's got like three wives.
Or Paxton.
Paxton?
Pullman.
Is it Pullman?
Or Paxton?
Paxton. Oh, it's Bill Paxton.
No, Pullman.
I don't know. I get it all mixed up. But anyway, it's about polygamy. It's a pretty good show. I'm not sure if I like it yet. But anyway, so Ronnie Bean's going to call in with that. We have some classic fucking drunk calls.
Classic. Instant classic.
If you remember, like back in February, we had comedian Rory Karff on the show. And he was explaining to us how his wife was pregnant. Stuff like that.
Right.
And we became like kind of like buddy-buddy with Rory. And Rory was like, yo, dude, you know what I'm going to do? When my wife has the kid, I'm going to call in on the drunk call hotline when she's having the kid. And I'll give you like the play-by-play. Now, I haven't heard the calls yet.
Right.
Rocket's heard. Is it what I think they are?
They are. They're legit.
Because Rory had a baby boy named Cooper just last week. Congratulations to Rory.
Yes.
And we're going to play the calls he sent in. Now, there's four of them. So, I guess this is, you know, starting from like...
Oh, there's four?
There's four of them.
I heard three, I believe.
I don't know.
Wow,
four.
Cool.
I got four in
All
the
right,
thing.
That's
so
fine.
We're going to play those. And then Rory's actually going to join us on the program and talk to us about the whole thing, I guess, right?
He is a man of his words.
We're also having comedian Carlos...
Signs.
Sands?
Signs.
It's Sands.
Holy shit, dude.
I told you I was going to blow
we
it.
We fucking went over this off air.
Shut up.
Sorry.
God.
Damn.
So it's Sands.
Tesla. Signs. Everywhere.
Right.
Signs.
So Carlos Signs, comedian from California, is going to join us on the program. And we're going to do a bunch of other stuff, right? So it's going to be a big fun show.
And it's already starting. The fourth quarter is starting early today.
All right.
In the chat room. So if you're not in the chat room yet, get there. All I have to say is... Hot women. Okay, thanks.
By the way, my favorite show is on MTV right now. Oh, it's not on yet, but it's coming on in a little bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we gotta tap into this when it comes on. It's called Yo Mama.
Ooh.
With who's that guy from that 70s show?
Abba Dabba Dabba Dabba.
Yeah, the guy that banged Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah, the guy that plays like Fez or something.
Yeah, Fez. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Apparently, this guy's the new judge of comedy talent, comedic talent around the country.
Yeah.
He's got this show called Yo Mama, where these, like, teens, like go into like some sort of alleyway,
right?
And they battle with Yo Mama jokes. You know how like the rappers go,
sure,
and they battle rap like Yo, I'm a bitch and you're a snitch. You know, they do that.
But this is strictly Yo Mama's.
This is strictly Yo Mama jokes.
You know, circa 1995.
Oh, here it is. Here it is.
It's on.
Yeah. All right. Oh, here it is. All right, yeah, this is Yo Mama on MTV. Brand new smash hit show. And right now, what's going on? There he is. Wilmer Valderrama is now going to, I guess, have two up-and-coming comedians battle with Yo Mama jokes.
Great.
This is the greatest show in the world.
Two players left. We got my man, Jay Smooth, representing Whittier.
Representing? We should get Gogan on in this.
And we got my man Mike coming strong for Venice.
All right. Now these two are going to rap battle. Oh, not rap battle. They're going to joke battle.
Step on up.
All right, come on. Here we go.
Let's see how tough they are.
This is, yeah.
All right, it's time to settle the score.
I'm going
to
bust your way.
Settle the score?
Whittier or Venice? Don't forget, you're not just coming for
this. This is the worst fucking show in the history of fucking television.
I think I saw one of the mothers back there. Look, it's an old woman back there. It's really his mama.
The first round, strictly your mama jokes, okay? Second round, you guys are going to use the dirt you guys found at each other's cribs and use it against each other. So hopefully you guys did your homework, right? Last and final round, one joke apiece. That's the knockout joke. Save it up, okay?
The knockout joke's supposed to be the real good joke.
Oh.
What's up, Sam?
Round one, strictly your mama jokes, all right?
Sigh!
Oh, yeah. Yo, your mama's so stupid, she went and put a quarter in the parking meter and waited for a piece of gum to come out.
LOL!
Oh, snap!
LOL! That's so funny!
Your mama's so fast, she has to pull her pants down to get into her pockets.
That is some funny shit.
Their mothers are really there.
It's so big that chapstick hadn't even been a spray.
Pack up your rape culture and take a hike.
That's good.
Your mama so fast she went bungee cord jumping and sagged the bridge.
That's lame.
These guys are faggots.
All right, so check this out, you guys. Round two is going down like this. Me and Sam got...
Wait. Round one sucked.
That was already round one?
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, so check it out. For this round, I want to hear y'all bag on each other's cribs. Y'all ready?
Crib.
Now, a crib is where they live.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's the lingo.
For all us white kids.
Well? Right. I missed what that guy said.
Who cares?
That's all you get?
That's funny you say that, because your house is so small. When you're eating in the kitchen, your elbows are sticking out in the living room.
Stupid! Y'all so stupid!
There it is.
Yo, when I went to your house, I see your family portrait. Everybody in your picture and your family look like they work at 7-Eleven, except you.
Oh, shit! Oh, damn!
You gonna let him say that?
Damn!
All right, so check it out, fellas.
The mother's crying.
It's personal style, all right?
Oh.
Y'all ready?
This show, what?
Start with personal style. Jay Smooth, you have none.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
shit.
Oh, good damn. Oh, good damn.
Your nose is so big, I bet you can smell my next joke.
Come on, dude.
Let me switch it up a little bit then. Freestyle, anything goes. All right, here we go. Let's bully.
You call yourself Jay Smooth, but your music's Jay Whack. How'd you get so dark? Coming out your mom's crack?
What? 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 Who in the what? I'm funnier than that.
Yeah, I know, right? And that's saying a lot. Wow. So he, what?
All right. Round three. One knockout.
All right, here's the knockout. Here's the build-up, everybody.
Here it is.
The knockout round.
All right. It's supposed to be so nasty. She went to take a bath. The water hopped out and said, nah, I'm cool on that.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait, it was over? I thought I was waiting for the punchline.
That was the, his
hey, Jay,
joke.
I went to your house. I saw you didn't have a yard. But I went ahead and bought your mom something anyway. Here's her green card.
Oh, Joe! Oh, he did it! Josh Gogan, everybody! MySpace.com/Josh Gogan.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't go there with the green card.
That was Josh Gogan with the knockout blow.
Oh, my God. I need a second to take this over.
I hate this show.
This is. I think, isn't the show over?
I hope so.
What, now they vote? Now they gotta vote?
Hey, stop bribing the host. now. Come on now.
You brought me a pie.
Oh, now this kid's like mother.
This show
is trying
is
to bribe
awkward.
Wilmer because Wilmer's going to pick who's the winner.
This show is
trying to bribe
awkward.
Wilmer with a pie.
Both of those guys were going at it.
One thing yeah, they're yeah going at it.
How creative were your jokes?
Ugh. This show sucks.
I fucking hate.
What are they going to do for the rest of the half hour?
This is what they do. They tell bad jokes. They do Yo Mama jokes. By the way, Yo Mama jokes like. Like,
all right.
We're stop Wait, being funny, like 1987.
Yeah, when the slap bracelets yeah, disappeared.
Yeah,
that's when they stopped being funny.
Yeah, when the when Swatch Watch was out.
The person.
Oh, I can't.
I'm just. I just want to thank. I just want to thank the two ladies in the room, Vox and Killdaughter, for providing better entertainment than this shit on the television. Thank you, MTV, for bringing shit on a stick television. And then wonder why society's fucked up.
Did his thing, his knockout joke. Well. Primo, I couldn't top it.
You're going home with $1,000 in cash.
$1,000?
Kidding me.
Thousand dineros.
I did my thing. I said I was going to knock him out. I did.
I don't understand it.
If I give up.
I don't understand Yo Mama on Yo MTV.
I don't understand any of these shows.
It's retarded. Yo Mama jokes?
Why?
What?
Why?
And they're like battling who's got the better Yo Mama joke?
This gets ratings?
What? What? Yo Mama? What?
And then they'll have My Super Sweet 16 on after this.
Yes.
That's the combination that brings up the ratings right there.
One fucking two punch right there.
Ugh.
Oh my God. Pathetic MTV.
Does MTV show music anymore?
Wilmer Valderrama. Who the fuck is Wilmer Valderrama deciding what's funny for me?
Yeah, is he even that funny?
Yeah. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Who the fuck? I mean, come on. I could see if it was like fucking they had Dane Cook hosting the
show
or something. You know, maybe that. But who the fuck is Wilmer Valderrama? Who is that guy?
He's not that funny.
Is he a comedian?
No, he just plays an immigrant on a 70s show.
Yeah, he plays an immigrant on fucking Fox.
On what?
Fox.
You're watching Fox. Shame on you.
Oh, shit. Christ almighty. Ugh.
What a waste.
Yo Mama, worst TV show in history.
Yo Mama's so dark, she has to wear white gloves when she eats Tootsie Rolls just to keep from eating her fingers.
Oh, Lawler Skates!
Oh, you did it!
Lawler Skates galore! Lolosaurus Rex! This is horrible. Karen?
Ah, fuck it.
This is horrible.
All right, anyway. That was Yo Mama.
Great.
So we got a lot to do on today's show, everybody.
No, we don't.
I quit dipping. I got nicotine. I'm having a nicotine fit right now, actually.
So this is your first show post dipping.
Yes.
How you holding up so far?
Not too good.
Damn. This All show's right. going to suck, folks.
So we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and right. we're probably going to have a comedian on, and then we're going to talk to him, and then we're going to probably like do some rocket stuff, because
sure.
I got some rocket drops I got to play.
That's what I do.
And we're going to talk about this lady who was dead over in England, I believe, for 3 years.
Oh, that sucks.
And no one noticed.
Oh.
So we'll talk about that.
That's a sucks to be you.
And we'll have Rory Carfon. We'll do a whole bunch of stuff, okay?
So, and Naked Chickies in the chat room, so get your ass in there.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. All right, let's take a break, and we'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
Check out this and more in the chat room at TPSRadio.net with the LunaticRadio.com show.
Jesse Jane. Jesse, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
Welcome to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Oh, thanks for having me. Let's get crazy.
LunaticRadio.com, the White Castle of Internet Entertainment.
Welcome to the mess. That is LunaticRadio.com. www.thewhitecastle.com.
Now back to the show. I'm so far
away. Yo, what up, everybody? It's the lunaticradio.com show. Back from break, emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. What's up? I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today is our producer, Rocket.
Yo!
Ronnie Beans, the co-host, has the day off.
And I'm upset because he's not here.
Joining us on the phone, everybody, is a comedian out of Los Angeles, I believe, or California, yep. Hollywood, out there. It's Carlos Sainz, everybody. Carlos,
what's
welcome
up
to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, man.
Welcome to the shittiest radio show in radio history.
Yeah. You officially hit bottom. Now it's upward. Upward and onward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I'm really going down in my career.
Yeah, like Bill Burr said one time when he came on. He's like, yeah, I just went from HBO to doing radio on the internet.
Yeah, I was at some shit-ass open mic coffee shop last night, and I was like, you know, I'm at the top of the world, man. And then now I'm on this shit? I mean, come on, what's going on?
That's great.
We were talking to Carlos during the break about Yo Mama on MTV.
Yeah.
And we were just playing the listeners some clips of Yo Mama. And Carlos brings up that he did a pilot for BET, which is sort of similar to Yo Mama on MTV. You want to talk about that a little bit, Carlos?
Yeah, sure. The show is going to be called Kraken, and hopefully they pick it up on some network, so that would be my first TV credit. And yeah, it's just an insult. It was an insult show. You battle against one other guy for about 1 minute, just spewing out cracks at each other.
Do they have, like, rounds? Because on the Yo Mama show on MTV, they have, like, three rounds where they do, like, the Yo Mama jokes, and then they do,
It was more like an elimination round. There was eight groups of comics. It was eight comics total, I think. And so, yeah, after eight rounds, the last two battled for the trophy.
You know what they should have called it, considering it's on BET? They should have called it Cracker.
Cracker.
Jesus Christ.
No, thank God.
And they were actually making fun of that, actually. They called everyone crackers.
Oh, really? That was
that
the
was
big
a
joke?
Running joke.
Oh, come on. Were you
genius
the
writing right there.
Were you the only sort of white guy there?
It was me and my friend Nato,
yeah,
who's a Cambodian comic. So we were the only two non-blacks, but I'm like the big, tall, like obvious white guy.
So you stood out.
Yeah, sort of like Darren Carter on BET.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
the party starter.
I don't have the red pubes to just take it over the edge.
Nice.
Yeah, man.
But see, the thing is, I'm South American. I'm half Brazilian, half Colombian. But I look like this average white guy, so I always get mistaken.
Yeah, so when will you know if the Kraken show makes it?
Probably within a couple months.
Wow. Now you know what this means, Carlos. If it makes it, you're IMDb bound. You'll be
I will have a SAG card if it makes it, actually.
Look at you!
That's right.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. How did I end up on this piece of shit show? Now, I'm like spiraling upwards to greatness, man.
Yeah. We're your anchor. We're your anchor here. We're holding you back, buddy.
Yeah. We're just trying to screw you up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Ball and chain.
We get jealous, so we gotta bring you back down to earth.
Yeah. That's all we try to do is just ruin careers.
Yeah, I think that's what we do. I think if we ruin every entertainer's career, it'll just be us left. So then, you know, we'll win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
How long have you been doing the comedy, Carlos?
It's been 1 year this month. So I'm in it 1 year, but I've done a lot of work over the year. I started honing my craft, and I've been doing shows every night of the week.
Yeah.
And back in February, I did my first headline. I was up there for like 52 minutes for a birthday show.
Right, that's on your website, dumbninja.com, right?
Yeah,
you have the whole set up there.
Yeah, I did the whole set. Right now, the whole set is available right there.
Nice.
And it's going to come out on DVD and CD.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And that'll be available on your website?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just going to ship them out myself, market it myself.
That's the way you got to do it nowadays, huh?
Yeah. It's going to be my underground comedy album.
Yeah. That's kind of like how we do our radio show here.
Yeah,
we have to call people and tell them about it. You know what I mean?
Do you like internet talk radio? Well, we got the show for you.
And then you usually get the response, that's radio on the internet?
Mr. John Smith?
You got to get that bulletin up on MySpace.
Yeah.
Do you love the MySpace?
Oh, I love MySpace, man.
Yeah.
I love it, man.
It's like the big thing for the comedians.
It's just a giant invite.
It's an invite.
But people come out to the shows, though. People go there and check out what's going on in the city. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool.
So you just play the local area around, Hollywood and stuff like that.
I'm mostly doing clubs in Orange County and Long Beach.
Yeah,
but I plan on getting out to LA a lot more.
So is OC like all the shows make it out to be?
What, like,
is it all like
county?
Yeah, Orange County. Yeah, is it all
Orange
like
County?
Chicks,
it's like farther south,
right?
But I mean, it's all within 40 minutes of driving. I live sort of in the South Bay, which is in between L.A. and Orange County, so I can hit up any room pretty much.
Nice
within 30-40 minutes of driving. Sweet. Pretty cool.
Carlos taking over the world there. Thinking
nice.
Yeah, this year I'm giving you the Atlas.
The what?
Of the Southern California comedy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
the Google Earth.
So, yeah, who the fuck cares, right?
What? Yeah. What should people expect when they go out and see a Carlos Sainz show?
What I try to do, I try to perform a high-energy show. I like high-energy. I like physical comedy. I love Kramer. I love Jim Carrey's old stuff.
Yeah.
Dane Cook, he's really physical. I like, high energy.
Kind of like prop falls and stuff. That always gets me laughing. Like when people crash into shit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, I love that. I haven't come up with any material where I can crash into shit right now.
Yeah.
But I got this great bit where I tear off my shirt.
Really?
Hulk Hogan style?
Yeah. I rip off the buttons. It's cool.
There you go. If you want to see a shirt being torn off.
Yeah, if you want to see me, MySpace style, without a shirt on.
Nice.
Check out my DVD clip on my website.
Do you finish the set with that, the ripping off the shirt?
Yeah, that's a common closer I've been using lately.
It's like a finishing move in wrestling, rip the shirt.
You know what? I'm gonna updo you. I'm gonna become a comedian, and I'm just gonna start whacking my bag at the end of my set. Rip down my pants and just start jacking out. See what happens.
Thank you. Good night, folks. Zip.
Yep. I'm going places.
Go for it, man.
Yeah.
The world is your oyster, man. It's ready for you.
Yeah. Because it really doesn't work too well in the parks and stuff.
So oh, look
I do
at
it
you.
On stage.
Look at you, tough guy.
Look at me turning on a joke. Right
neither does my comedy set, though, It was a great day for me when I found out they had clubs for this kind of shit.
I can play there? Yes!
Oh, the Yo Mama show is still going on.
They really keep doing this. See, the whole bit, I want to call it a bit, was about, 4.5 minutes or so. So I was questioning before, what the hell else are they going to do for the half hour? But it looks like they just kind of repeat the first segment over and over again.
They repeat a lot of jokes. Like, this one guy had giant teeth. There was about, 50 big teeth jokes.
Oh. How?
Your teeth are like home plates. they keep saying, nigga, your teeth are like giant douchebags. anything you can think of is fair game, man.
Look like you got two chiclets.
Like several sheets of 8.5 by 11 writing paper. I don't know, man.
Can I make a safe bet? Carlos' show will be better than this MTV garbage.
Yeah,
there's the safe bet of the day.
The MTV version, they don't have comics. I don't think these kids are comics. They're just wiseasses.
I got a newsflash right here.
It's just like a grab bag of miscellaneous half talent.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Anyone that pick up off, some background fly girl, some
MTV
first
has
time
nothing.
DJ.
Yeah, MTV has absolutely nothing. They stopped when, when your MTV raps went off the air, it just ended. They should have just canceled the station.
They should. It's fucking Nickelodeon. That's what it is.
Oh, God. With more cleavage.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's harsh. That could be... All right. That could be turned the wrong way.
We're talking to Carlos Sainz on the, on the phone here. He's just hanging out as Rocket just rants about nothing.
I know. That's what I do best.
So, Carlos, what do you got coming up, man?
Coming up? Well, my DVD-CD combo, that should be out within a month and a half or so.
Okay.
And I'm going to set up a big release party just, you know, because I can. You know, it's not like a big record release. It's just my own personal party, but I'm going to invite a bunch of really great comics and, you know, schedule out like a venue somewhere in Hollywood. And, you know, I'll have like a, you know, it'll be like party dance, but there'll be a comedy show in the mix.
So you and, all the people should log on to your website, dumbninja.com, to...
Yeah. Yeah, log on there, check it out. The information's not up yet, but that release party will be... The info will be up soon.
So sounds good.
That'll be a fairly big show. Other than that, I'm just going out every night just working on my craft. I want to stay low profile for maybe another year to two at the most.
Because that's what you want to do when you're in entertainment.
That's what I want to do. Like,
low profile.
I want to build up some really killer material and then, you know, bust out with an agent, start looking for bigger spots.
Yeah, I've been doing kind of the same thing with the radio show. Low profile for 6 years, then I'm going to make my move.
You're saying maybe another 10 years and you'll be ready for the AM station.
Right, I don't want anybody to know about the show.
But no, I've got some big things coming up, man. I got some big promotional efforts that are going to start taking shape real soon. The thing about LA sucks in one way for all the comics around here because you really can't get paid anywhere you go.
Right.
And there's really no professional shows where you can get paid at all. And I'm trying to change that. I want to bring some great comedy shows to every city really promote the shit out of them.
Is the LA area, is that like a hotbed for comedy clubs? Because I know back in the day it used to be, but I don't know if it is anymore.
You got the Laugh Factory and the Comedy Store, you know, all on Sunset.
Yeah.
And the Improv is right down the street. So, and there's a lot of other bars and sushi bars and clubs that do comedy. So there's a comedy room almost everywhere. But
because I know back in like the early 80s, I mean, when like fucking Leno and Letterman and you know, who the fuck, like Paul Rodriguez, all those guys, when those guys were hip,
right.
Comedy out in the West Coast was like a big deal. And there were comedy clubs popping up everywhere.
It was a comedy boom in the 80s.
Man, yeah.
Bobcat Goldthwait.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly. But lately, I mean, it's like either you're going to do a show for free or...
You're not going to do a show.
You're not going to do a show at all, right?
Right.
And I'm trying to at least bring something a little bit different to L.A. in the next year.
Yeah. Well, I wish you all the luck, best of luck with it, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a funny guy.
While I do that promotional side of it, I'm going to, you know, bring myself up, too, and just give myself some exposure off of that.
Yeah. And
so that's my plan right now.
I'm hoping this pilot that you did for BET comes to light.
That would be sweet.
That's what I'm hoping. Cracking, everybody.
That will be sweet.
Cracking. They call it...
Cracking.
It's on BET and it's called Cracking.
But I'll tell you that one of those guys, he got me real good on Cracking. He came out with something random, so I didn't really have a comeback. He just called me a giant pedophile.
Oh,
and I was like, all right.
Yeah.
You got me.
So what? I like to touch kids, bitch. Who cares?
No, that's not what he said.
He started saying, you like to sniff on the girl's bicycle seat.
Oh.
And I was like, damn. Damn.
You should have told him, I'll fuck your ass. That's what I would have came back with.
That's what you would have said, yes.
I'll prison rape you. That's what I would have came back.
I'm going to rape you.
Yeah.
You keep that up, son, and I'm going to rape you. Take it to that level.
Wow. Just when you have your back against the wall.
That'll be my television debut.
That's when you pin to the corner. That's your out. That's your out comeback.
Yeah.
I'm going to rape you.
Yeah, I'm definitely keeping you guys on for a career consultation. The Lunatic Radio
that's
career
what
show.
Yeah.
I mean, when a guy comes at you with a pedophile joke and calls you a pedophile, you gotta outdo him. You gotta be like, all right, I'm just gonna fucking anally rape you then.
You make like you've been through this before.
You come up with some sort of anal rape joke.
Okay. Scary. You're scaring me in the guest right now. Okay?
I'm sorry. Sorry, Carlos.
Got a little carried
good times,
away.
Man. It's all good times.
Yeah. So dumbninja.com is the website, which is an interesting name. Is there any meaning behind the Dumb Ninja name?
Yeah, Dumb Ninja, it's sort of a phrase me and my friends have said since we were little kids. And basically what it means is if you got someone that tries to do something really complicated and they screw it up, they're a dumb ninja. So a good example, I'll give you an example that's not on my tape, but the other day I saw this guy come on the freeway through the on-ramp on a motorcycle, and he was going like 60, 70 miles an hour on the on-ramp, doing he was standing up. He was like riding standing up, and I saw him get all these speed wobbles, and for a split second I was like, oh shit, right? And he tanked it. He fell. I saw a bike crash. And before, I thought of calling for help or before I even had a chance to, like, feel any pain, you know, the first thing that came out of my mouth was dumb ninja.
Because he's on a ninja.
That's what that is.
Yeah, all right. I got it. That makes sense.
I got a lot of examples. If you check out the video, you'll like it. It's a cool bit.
So log on to dumbninja.com, everybody. Carlos Sainz, everybody. Comedian
from
the West Coast. Carlos, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, I really appreciate it, man. It was a great time.
And good luck with Kraken. Hopefully that comes to light. I'm hoping.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Take care of yourself.
All right. You too, man. Thanks.
Later.
Bye.
Carlos, funny guy,
man.
Look at that. How funny is that? We were doing the thing about MTV and the Yo Mama show being the worst show in TV history.
Right.
And Carlos comes on and says, hey, yo, I just did a pilot for BET. Pretty much the same show.
He's like, nah. I won up that now.
Yeah. We do Kraken.
We do a little bit better.
I'll give it to Carlos. It sounds like his show is going to be better than this one.
Oh, that's an easy bet. That's an easy bet.
Because from what he said, they have comedians actually on the show. So it's got to be a little bit better.
This has Fez.
Yeah, this has Fez from That 70s Show. All right, everybody. So what are we going to do, Rock? We're going to do a break. We're going to come back, and I'm going to poke a little fun at Rocket. I want to thank Vox for completely distracting me during that segment. Yeah.
Because this has been difficult.
Your boobs popped out, and I was like, I started drooling and thinking of bananas for some reason. Okay, we'll take a break.
Wow.
We'll come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after this.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Karen, I want to.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Who are some of the people that listen to TPSRadio.net?
This is Britney Spears.
This is Alec Baldwin.
Ed McMahon.
Hey, this is John Bon Jovi.
Hi, this is Larry King.
Hi, this is Matt Burnett.
I'm Paul Dean.
We're from Loverboy.
Hi, this is Madonna.
Hi, this is Tina Turner.
Hi, I'm Emily. Hi, I'm Amy. We're the Into the Rules.
Hello, I'm Phil Collins.
Hi, this is Red Rocker Sammy Hagar.
Okay, maybe they don't really listen to TPSRadio.net, but you should. Check us out. TPSRadio.net, the People's Sports Radio Network.
LunaticRadio.com goes live. Go to the website or message board to find out how you can join in and interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches. Lunatic Radio and VitalPodcast.com. Click on the link at the Lunatic Radio website. The new order of podcasting. It's Lunatic Radio.
Karen, I want to.
.com.
Yeah. What up, everybody?
Karen, I want you.
Damn right you do. Nikki Reed, everybody. Hottest college radio DJ in America. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. This is the LunaticRadio.com show. No Ronnie Beans today, but the CEO Rocket is filling in quite handily.
Really? Why, thank you.
Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody hit us up. Whoa, wacky whack, whack. Hey. All right, it's a two for Tuesday.
A twofer.
Oh, ho.
Hey, vitalpodcast.com. Check it into the chat room tonight. The entire website is checking in.
The entire website is checking in.
Vital Podcast. We love Vital Podcast.
Unbelievable. I didn't know that could happen.
If I could have sex with a website, I'd pick vitalpodcast.com.
By the way.
Okay, thanks.
Can I just shout out this girl?
Karen, I want to.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Goddamn right. I can jack to this.
Yeah.
Karen, I want to.
She's not even saying my name, and I can still jack to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I got to pick on my man Rocket, everybody, because we had the Nikki Reed on last week. She's the hottest college radio DJ in America. And we had her on, and we were talking to her, whatever, you know, was having a good conversation. Pretty much the only good part of last week's show, by the way. And so we had her on, and towards the end of the interview, I think Rock was like, yo, since, you know, you're the special guest for Kieran, and Kieran likes you, you know, say something sexy to Kieran.
Sure.
Kieran, I want to.
So she says that.
Fair enough.
Fine. It was great.
Fantastic.
Some reason Rocket has like a seizure.
What else is new?
Afterwards.
I go nuts.
I got to play this because every time I hear his reaction.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to strangle you or it's like cringe to me. It makes me uncomfortable.
I'm sorry.
You know what I mean? Because I know you're 26 years old and you're a grown Italian man. And you sound like...
And these sounds come out of me.
You sound like a dog that just got shot. Like you're yelping. I don't know. All right, so here's the clip from last week's show when Nikki Reed says something nice about me and then you have Rocket's fucking ridiculous reaction. Here we go.
What do you want me to say?
Say something to Kieran. Make him, like, go nuts. Say something directly to Kieran.
Kieran, I want to.
Oh, my God.
Everybody just left. And now I have a boner.
Wow. Honey literally got up. Couldn't take it.
All right, that was it.
Wow.
Did you hear the yelp?
I got up there in the octaves.
Did anybody miss the yelp?
That was like a high A.
Because I have it here on my little sampler.
Oh, look at you.
What is that? What is that?
Well, let me defend myself.
How do you defend that, dude?
Because she was hot. And it was hot. And arousing, and I lost all train of thought, and I could not control my vocal cords and how they react to the air that is being pushed out of my lungs.
Jesus. Right?
Did I do a wooba dooba dooba boo?
Yeah, you gave us a wooba dooba dooba boo boo. A wooba dooba dooba boo boo boo.
I think I just go to this otherworldly place. And I can't control, like, what I'm saying or doing. It just kind of... Great. Yeah, Jenny Blowjob checking in. Idiot. That's all she's got to say.
Oh, my God. Okay, and it's not like she was in the studio and she just whipped out her poo nanny.
Yeah.
Because I could see that kind of reaction if the girl was doing that.
Okay.
She was on the phone and said this to me.
Oh.
Kieran, I want to.
And Rocket has this reaction.
Oh, my God.
Are you really excited that I'm getting compliments? Is that the thing?
I just was terribly turned on. Oh, Christ. Everyone's good. Everyone relax. I see them. Vox is exposing boobies. So hold on. I gotta,
oh, my God.
Hold on.
Oh, wait. I got it. Hey, everybody. Vox is showing boob in the chat room.
Oh, my God. Nice.
Her legs are tied back like a turkey.
Oh, wait, no. Hey, everybody. Oh. Vox is showing boobs in the chat room.
There it is. Oh, fuck yeah.
That can never get old. That shit's never off the hook. Vox is kind of like just casually going through her day. I don't know what she's doing right now, but she's boobyful.
Does she live in a nudist colony?
I don't know.
Because I'm moving there.
Because, yeah, wherever she is, we're heading there. I'm going to Milwaukee.
I don't like pillows.
They look happy. Yeah. Happy.
Like, somewhere like a remote should be on her chest or something. I don't know. Like, her chest looks like a couch I want to sit on.
Ooh, nice. Is it just me? Does it look like something's written on the right one?
Mm-hmm. So, Vox, thank you for having the booby shots on in the chat room as we do the program. And Rock is very excited.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Also, if I may at this juncture, because we're kind of just riffing right now, Gone Postal is officially checking in from John from Orlando's place.
Well, explain this to me.
All right, I just see, this is what I never understand with you. I get
stop,
to, I
even, stop.
I don't even get
oh,
to the goddamn
God.
Period.
Shut up.
I don't even get to the period of the same.
You haven't even noticed that I shut your microphone.
I don't need a goddamn microphone.
I know. Gone Postal is a listener of our show from New York, and apparently she's visiting Florida, and she's hanging out with another one of our listeners from Florida, John.
Right.
So the show here, the LunaticRadio.com show, is bringing people together.
Right.
Because if, you know, the show wasn't around, they wouldn't know each other existed.
They wouldn't know, right. She would just be down there and doing her thing, but now, with the magic of LunaticRadio.com, we have John from Orlando with Gone Postal right. together in the same room.
Hey, John boy, do you have the brick and duct tape ready?
Oh, Jesus Christ. What the hell?
That's how you get laid, John boy. A brick and some duct tape. That's all you gotta do, pal.
John, take out your flogging materials. Show what you got, buddy. So that's good. Look at this. Isn't that cool, though? Think about it. I mean, let's step away from the leaves for a second. Look at the tree. Yeah. You know, it's like they would have never known each other, you know, otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have the opportunity to hang out together. This is what we like. Mm. This is what LunaticRadio.com world does. Thank you. I take full credit.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, so we're bringing people together, which is cool.
Yeah, very cool.
And Rocket still sounds like a gay man.
Oh, my God.
All right, yeah. So Rocket, everybody, went to the Islanders game last night, and it was the last Islanders game, right, Rocket?
Well, technically, no, but it was Fan Appreciation Day, and that for fans is basically the last game.
I want to know one thing. Did the entire, like, stadium just crumble?
Let me... No.
Damn it.
Let me explain something to you, okay? This is a very sad time for me, okay? Because I had to go through a year of no fucking hockey. And they gave us these great expectations of a good team. It seemed like a solid team. But you know what? The fucking front office sucks. And it just destroyed the whole goddamn thing. They bring in these fucking rent-a-wreck goddamn defensemen. In this new hockey, you need to have strong, fast, young defensemen. And they bring these fucking retards. It took Alexei Zhitnik fucking half a year to get the goddamn rules right. Goddamn, this is your fucking job. You get paid millions of fucking dollars. Get the goddamn rules right. Don't be fucking checking guys when you're not supposed to. Get this shit right. So I fucking waste tons of goddamn money to go see the fucking Islanders. They can't even make the goddamn playoffs in hockey, which is like every fucking team. You know who doesn't go to the playoffs? Karen, you know who doesn't go to the playoffs in hockey? Fucking Columbus and Phoenix. Who the fuck are they? The fucking Islanders can't go to the goddamn playoffs. So now what? The fucking Rangers are going to the playoffs. The fucking those. Ah, Jagger. Fuck you.
Did Rocket say something? I wasn't even listening. Did anybody catch that? What did he say? All I heard was fuck you. That's all I heard.
Let me just. I had a fantastic
you
time.
You saying something?
Yeah. Okay. I met up with all my buddies on the Islanders message board.
Hold on one second. Okay. I'm just going to turn my brain off.
Okay. I met up with all my buddies on the Islanders. Islander country, baby. And we all hung out. We had some beers and we had a nice little time. So at least it was good. But it was a piss poor year overall. And all my dedication and
it's a piss poor sport.
No, it is not. Fuck you. It's a very good sport. But next year should be better because all the young guys are coming in now and they look strong and they look ready. So next year they'll make the playoffs.
They all have big sticks. What? Hockey. You kidding me?
It was a very good night. Me and Club Jelly went down and we hung out, had a nice little time, had some beers, chilled out. Actually, Islanders win.
Yeah.
It was a nice little time.
Why is they didn't ask you to, if you guys wanted to suit up and play?
It was Fan Appreciation Day.
Yeah. Guys want to play? We're short two guys. The only sport, the only professional sport where the team has trouble fielding players every game. I don't know. I don't even know where I was going with that.
Yeah, nothing.
That bumped.
But anyway, it was a nice little time. But
yeah, so we have Rory Carr for everybody coming on the program. And Rory is a guy who, he's a comedian. He's friends with Josh Gogan, another funny comedian. Rory made the wise decision of, you know, stepping up a notch with the drunk calls, because we had the thing called the drunk call hotline where people get hammered and they call into the program and like, yo, dude, it's fucking Sarah from Texas. I'm hammered. Woo!
Yeah, all right, hey, everybody, say something.
Woo! Right. So Rory took the drunk calls to another level.
That's right.
Now, I don't think he was drunk. I haven't heard these calls yet. Is he drunk in these calls?
No, he wasn't.
Okay, he's not drunk, but he was
tired, overtired, though.
He took the idea of the hotline to another level. Now, Rory was having a child with his lovely wife,
Lauren.
Lauren. And apparently last Monday, it was the day.
Right.
The day the child was born.
Right.
Very and special Rory day. Was, he promised, you know, we were like, yo, Rory, don't do this if it's going to like end up like, you know, killing your marriage. Because you know, I don't want to have anything to do with that. You know what I mean?
Or giving the kid like cancer or something.
It's not that important. It's just internet rage.
Yeah, it's just, you know, wacky bit, you know.
So we're like, this is all your idea. Tell the wife that this is all your idea. Okay. So, but Rory was like, hey, I'm going to call in from the delivery room. I'm going to get on my cell phone and get on the drunk call hotline and give you the play-by-play of my child being born. My child being brought into this world. I'm going to give you the play-by-play on the drunk call hotline on your stupid internet radio show.
Think about that. The first moments of his child's life involved lunaticradio.com.
The freak. Yes.
Think about that.
Like a dumb idea I had 6 years ago. All right. So Rory called in. Now, I have four calls from him, four messages from him. I haven't heard these yet, but I'm assuming they detailed the whole day, the whole time, I guess, when he's in the waiting room or something. I don't know. So we're just going to play these and see what goes on. And this is probably going to be the best drunk call I've ever heard. Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Rocket, here we go.
Hey, guys. Rory
Carr. All right, not starting out too good. Rory sounds a little gay.
I'm gonna give him a pass because he was very over. I think he went like 3 days without sleep or something like that.
Really? All right, here we go.
Our stand-up comedian. I'm not drunk. I'm just very tired because been up for like 3 straight days. Lauren, my wife, is in the middle of giving birth, and I'm a man of my word, so I thought I'd give you guys a call. Biggest moment in my entire life, about to happen. First thought that enters my head, gotta call Kieran and Ronnie Beans
and me.
Rocket, because they're my boys.
That's right.
You guys are my peaks.
How freaking crazy is that, man?
This is like surreal. Every moment I was listening to this show, I was like, damn, this is crazy.
I gotta tell you, if I'm having a kid, there's no way I'm doing this. But this is great. Rory's like, he's a guy that just wants to laugh all the time.
Right.
He wants to, I don't know, he just wants to create comedy. Man, he's a nutcase.
So right now, I'm actually outside of the hospital sitting in my car calling, because if I did this in front of my wife, I think she would castrate me.
No shit.
And, no shit.
We don't want that to happen.
No.
So I'm going to call a little bit later and keep giving maybe some periodic updates from my car. And then maybe we can move into the hospital room right now.
So he's planning it out. He's planning on how the attack mode, getting the cell phone in the hospital so he can call from the room.
All for the shit show.
All for the
show. Good idea, because my wife might shove the cell phone up my rectum. Which would be entertaining radio, but not very much fun for me. All right, I'll call you in a little bit. See
you. All right, so there we go. Rory's outside the hospital at this point. He is, his wife, I believe, is in labor, right?
Right.
And he's going to try to make his way inside the building and give us an update from...
with a cell phone.
With a cell phone. All right, here we go, everybody. This is his second call. I believe these are all in succession, so let's do this.
Let's hope.
Hey, it's Rory. I'm in the delivery room.
All right, second call.
Hey.
Out of the gate, stumbling gay.
Stumbling
gay.
Right up your alley there, buddy.
Room now. Lauren just got an epidural, which kind of numbs her whole body. And I'm trying to convince her to make out with me, and she doesn't want to do that. But just give you proof, I'm up her arm real quick. I can't believe I'm doing this, but here, I'm going to let her say something real quick. Corey, get on.
Shit is the best.
Oh, my God.
He gave the final show on nothing about it. Oh, that was great.
We got to play that again.
That was fucking fantastic.
Right, we're playing this cool again. You gotta hear. She's so upset right now.
Yeah.
She get the fuck away from me, you motherfucker. His wife is
like
just about to have a kid.
Here, take the phone. Take the phone.
He's like, honey, come on.
It's fucking phone?
Honey, it's the drunk call hotline.
Yeah, right?
Don't you know?
Come on.
Come on, we can't dick the guys.
Hey, it's Rory. I'm in the delivery room now. Lauren just got an epidural, which kind of numbs her whole body. And I'm trying to convince her to make out with me, and she doesn't want to do that. But just give you proof, I'm going to put her on real quick. I can't believe I'm doing this, but here, I'm going to let her say something real quick. Corey, get on. Okay, that was her. Anyway, I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep calling, but, okay. I'll talk to you guys later.
That shit's great. It's like, he was like a National Geographic, like, going after, like, some wild bear. He's like, we're going to get as close as possible. And they're like, listen, the bear, like, scream. Okay, that was the bear. We got to go. We got to run.
Okay, the bear's coming.
Let's go. Okay, that was her, guys. Let's go.
Yeah, it's like those people going in like to see the gorillas in Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
And they see the silverback.
Right.
And he's just chilling there eating fucking leaves.
Right.
And all of a sudden they get close to it and the silverback just comes out like, unga bunga. Like, go.
Okay, that was as close as we could possibly get. We have set a new record for the closest to the silverback.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was awesome.
His wife is just about to have a child. And he's like, come on, honey, just... Drunk call hotline. Come on, please.
Did Lunatic Radio set a record for closest cell phone call related to an internet talk radio show to pregnancy?
Yeah.
Did we just set a record?
I don't know.
Possibly. All right.
So we have...
Guinness? Anyone? Someone called Guinness?
This is the third installment.
Anyone?
I wonder. I haven't heard any of these calls, so I don't know what they are.
Right. I remember those first two. I don't know if the other... I don't remember the other two too well. Who cares? Right. Just play.
Right, so here we go.
Hey, guys. Rory again. Lauren still hasn't had the baby. She had an epidural, and she's all kinds of fucked up.
He sounds kind of fucked up.
I tried taking advantage of her, but it was kind of gross on that. So.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Oh, man, you lose.
There's this guy in the hospital, his wife.
He's like trying to like get a little something, something.
His wife is having his child, and all he's thinking about is, I want to make out. I want to call this radio show. I want to have some sex.
Gross.
What are you doing, man?
That's just wrong.
All you gotta do when your wife is, in labor or about to have a child, and she's chilling out for a while, you gotta flick on ESPN and just watch the tube, man, and sit next to her. That's all you do. Rory's thinking about sex.
I think Rory is a sandwich short of a picnic.
Yeah. Look at you, Rock.
Look at me. Look at me.
That was
me.
Like a Yo Mama joke.
Look at me. I'm funny. There someone laugh. Ha ha.
I thought second of it, but baby should be coming soon. Actually kind of sucks because I had a gig tonight, and now I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. So, when I say gig, the one I'm going to miss, I'm not sure if I'm talking about the baby being delivered or my comedy, because I really want to do this comedy. But, yeah, that's my update. Lauren's been in labor for like 60 hours or something. The baby just doesn't want to come out. Kind of like his old man, because that's how I impregnated Lauren, and I didn't want to pull out. So... insert your little punchline joke there.
What the hell?
Oh, let's go back.
Okay, let's set that one up nice.
Insert your little punchline joke there.
Oh,
alrighty. I'll call you a little later.
Alright, so there we go. Wife still in labor. 60 hours, he said?
That's six, crazy.
60 hours?
Just fucking cut that shit open.
Jesus,
what?
Fuck.
What?
All right.
What?
All right, so this is the final phone call.
Who in the what?
Hopefully this is the big moment. We don't know. A lot of build up. I haven't heard these phone calls, so I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Did he give the kid the cell phone?
But this is our buddy, our comedian buddy, Rory Karff, and his wife. They're having a child. Rory is giving us updates on, you know, how the pregnancy's going and, okay. and stuff. Here we go.
Yo, guys.
All right, Rory.
Wow.
Four calls, stumbling out of the gate with each call with a gay remark.
He's really, he's reaching new levels of gay.
Yeah, here we go.
Rory. Karff.
Wow.
Again.
What is this?
He sounds like he's dying.
Dude, the guy's been up for 3 days.
That's
so,
true. Yeah. But still.
Now reporting that the baby is born.
No.
It's a done
hey!
Deal. Lauren, my wife, had a cesarean section. That's where they rip all her guts out to pull the baby out. It was pretty damn cool to watch. I was like, holy shit, there's your liver. And there's her baby's head. But everyone's resting comfortably. We have a name for the baby, which is a boy. I wanted to name him Captain America.
What a douche. What a douche. Captain America.
Lauren was against that. So we went with Kieran.
Yeah.
Kieran Karff, his name. Now his name's Cooper. Because it rhymes with Cooper. I thought that was funny. Cooper Karff.
Cooper Karff?
His real name's Nathan. That's named after my grandfather who's dead. Because dead guys like to have little kids named after them. But anyway, I don't even know if I'm being coherent or funny because it's been 4 days up. But I told you guys I would call, and I'm a man of my word. Talk to you guys soon. See ya.
That's awesome.
Look at that.
Congratulations, Rory.
So that was a first. Don't you think?
Rory Karff, our new favorite comedian friend.
Yeah. Ugh. They're going to make everybody else jealous.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's all right.
Or maybe not. Yeah. Who knows?
No one cares.
But that was Rory Karff, everybody.
That's oh, that's great. Congratulations, buddy. That's awesome.
Congratulations on the child, him and his wife, Lauren. She had a baby boy named Cooper.
Good for them.
We had a big discussion on the show about 3 or 4 weeks ago when Rory was on about what to name of the child. And we were saying go with a name that would you know translate into a good nickname.
Right.
But a kid growing up. Went with Cooper. I'm thinking Coop's a good nickname.
Coops.
So I think he did a good job naming the kid.
Little Deuce Coop.
Yeah. Don't name Kieran.
No.
Never name your kid Kieran.
No.
Because it always turns into
a
hey, faggot.
Yeah, basically.
That's
yeah.
what
it's like Kieran. Oh, Kieran, like the guy from Lunatic Radio? Yeah, you must be a fag. You faggot. What? Hey, and we're having them all later.
Yes.
Which should be great.
Rory. Right, 10:30, you know? I think.
Around there.
Yeah. So, that was pretty cool, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, that's. I still can't get over the fact that, you know, this guy takes, you know, his fucking his cell phone. Oh, someone's calling, actually.
Is this Rory? Hello.
Hey, fellas, it's Rory Karff. How you doing?
Look at it. It's the freaking daddy.
Yay! Congratulations, Rory.
Thanks, man.
Did you get any sleep yet?
I have been getting some sleep at my wife's expense, but it's all about me.
That's right.
I don't know if you've been listening to the show live, but we just played the phone calls. That was some pretty cool shit, man.
Yeah, apparently the more tired I get, the more gay.
I don't know. Were you sitting next to your wife in three of those phone calls? It seemed like you were.
Well, the first one, I was out in the car.
Yeah.
The second one, I was right next door in the room. The third one, I was kind of like in the back of the room. The nurses were doing something to her. And then the final one, she was actually in the recovery room. And I was in the hospital room.
Look at you, man.
Wow.
That's incredible. I can't believe you did it. I can't believe you even thought of our show.
Yeah.
Your wife is having your child.
Oh, you know what? I swear to God, I was in the hospital, and Lauren goes, hey, are you going to call the guys from Lunatic Radio?
Wow! You're kidding me, dude.
Oh! Lauren's our new favorite friend. Forget it, Rory. You're number two now. Lauren's our new favorite friend.
So it hasn't even really crossed my mind at that point. And, you know, because it was actually days of this, like, sort of early labor, and I was all concerned about her health and bringing a new life into the world. And she's like, you gotta call Rocket.
Nice.
You gotta call Rocket.
Exactly.
How bizarre is that?
I know.
I can't even wrap my head around that.
We love you guys.
I know. It's fantastic, man.
We're actually, if we perish in an automobile accident, we're going to leave the child to you, and it's going to be the new sitcom on the WB, you two raising our child.
Nice. So.
Great. Or new co-host.
Our first intern.
Nice.
Bob Saget's going to play Rocket. And...
Great. Nice. I'll have that guy from, oh, fuck, I forgot. I stink. Hold
you
on.
Have absolutely nothing. Just go home. Wait, hold on.
Paul Reiser is going to play Kieran.
Paul Reiser.
And
I was thinking of the short kid from the Bundy Show. What's the Bundy Show?
Oh, David Faustino?
Yeah, look at you. Look at Rory, the professional he is.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
like, children.
I want to congratulate you on the name of the child, too, Cooper. That's a good name, man. I like it.
Solid.
Thanks, man. Well, you guys are talking about nicknames, and I thought Coop was a pretty solid nickname.
Coop works.
You work.
Coop is like the guy. Coop's the guy in Vietnam that like everybody could count on. Coop.
Yeah. He's the go-to guy. He always got that extra round.
Yeah, he's like, I'm scared, Coop. And he's like, it's gonna be all right, buddy. Coop.
Yeah, Cooper's like the hero name. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's great.
I told my wife he's the guy that's gonna get killed in high school, like saving somebody from like a terrorist or something.
Yeah, so. He's like the golden boy, Cooper.
We hope so.
It's Cooper Carve.
Cooper Carve.
Yeah, man.
That's got a nice little ring to it too.
Nice little radio name, actually.
Cooper Carve.
Yeah. Look at
thank
you.
Thank you.
So yeah, your wife sounded a little aggravated when you handed her the phone.
She was pissed, man. She really went through a lot. We actually, it all started on a Saturday. We were in a pregnancy class that kind of tells you what to expect when you're giving birth and everything. Because I was putting off this class. You're supposed to do it like 6 months, and I just kept putting it off. And in the middle of the class lines, like, I think I'm in labor. So it was in the hospital, so we just went right upstairs.
Oh, perfect.
And that created this sort of like 4-day odyssey where we're going back and forth in the hospital and we're waiting for her to dilate, and I was like, come on, pop it out already. So and it was a neat experience.
I couldn't even believe when I was listening to the message you left us. I believe it was in the third one or so. You were right next to your wife, I believe, in the waiting room there. You know, she's a little lying down, and you actually attempted to try to give her the phone and have her talk, and she was like, "Get away from me, Rory."
Well, she was really, really effed up because they gave her an Ambien to try to help her sleep, and then they gave her morphine.
Yeah.
And then they gave her an epidural, and they gave it to her three times because it wasn't taken the first two. So, I mean, like, she didn't even know who I was or anything. She was, like, holding, like, the custodian's hand, thinking it was me. So I figured she might say something really funny. But
I'm married to that.
She's like, I've got a dick. I'm like, what are you talking about? Where did that come from?
Oh, wow. Yeah, man. It's fucking cool stuff. Cool stuff. Very proud of you.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, man. It's pretty exciting. Yeah.
I believe nothing's going to top this for a while.
No. Not maybe ever. Maybe ever. This might be it.
Yeah.
And Rory gave it to us. Thank you, Rory.
I think we peaked.
Yeah, that's it.
Well done.
I guess we could just kind of close up shop and.
Mm-mm.
You know what I noticed though in the chat room while you guys were playing the call, it didn't matter what you guys were talking about. A chick takes her top off. That's all the focus.
It is
all anyone talks about. You could be talking about, hey, we just got word that there's a nuclear war going on in the United States, and everyone's like, oh, you look so hot, Fox.
Yeah.
Who's the new girl? Take off your towel.
You're damn right there's a war going on. Vox has got two bombs on her chest.
We can't help it. We have some of the most beautiful girls in our chat room. We were blessed with such beauty, so we got to, we quickly lose focus. So you can't really blame us, Rory.
I was distracted. She's just kind of like, just chilling, no shirt.
Yeah.
Like it's nobody's business.
Vox is the best.
Just airing them out.
Yeah, she just hangs out. She hangs too.
So
go
ahead, Ryan.
My wife's breasts are like they're like engorged with milk right now.
Is that turning you on, Rory?
Well, it's actually kind of twofold because it's kind of gross because there's like milk in there, but it's also they've never been like firmer or like perkier.
Look at you.
So, you know, I want to play with them, but they really, really hurt her.
Oh.
So, you know, I'm like, come on, what's the big deal? You know,
are you like poking them?
I try. I'm like, you're really tired. Why don't I watch the baby? I'm like, while she's napping, I'm like, all right, little guy, let's go stick daddy's wiener between mom's bones.
It's fucking crazy.
Oh my god,
dude, I'm surprised your balls aren't hanging on a wall somewhere. You know what I mean?
She's a good woman.
Shit,
she's got the patience of a saint over there.
Get
you.
One of those.
Yeah, right.
Where do you find a girl like that?
She's good. She was like today. She's like, oh, Rory, I want to take a shower. Can you watch the baby for a second? I'm like, I'm on MySpace.
Holy shit.
I'm like, do it yourself. So like, bring him in the shower with you. What's the big deal?
How long do you have to wait before you can, start laying some pipe?
Well, she had the cesarean section, like I said, on one of the drunk calls.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not, like, totally blown up down there, which is really good.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah, it's all pretty much intact. So, I don't know. They say six. The doctor said 6 weeks. I'm trying to convince her that the doctor actually said 6 days. Yeah. She was totally out of it.
Slip
so
20.
I'm like, it's time.
Gonna slip the doctor 20, change that weeks to a days.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's like really, I really have the hots for my wife all of a sudden. I don't know why, but like, it's kind of, I'm kind of sick, I guess. She was doing all this moaning and stuff in the delivery room, and I'm like, ooh. I want to get down now. She also doesn't have that big gut anymore, so. Okay.
That's great.
Look at him.
Look at Rory Karff, everybody. Our favorite comedian friend now.
Oh, that's just awesome. I got to be number one on your MySpace list for, like, at least 3 days.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I saw the kid, too. Yeah, I believe on your MySpace you put a picture of the kid. Yeah, I think he's given a finger.
He is given the finger, and that's a natural pose. We didn't even pose him like that. People are like, oh, you posed your kid like that? I'm like, no. So I'm just giving the finger. I'm like, get the camera.
Yeah.
Instant comedy.
The kid came up saying fuck you to the world, man.
Yeah, sure.
Word up. Exactly.
Well, probably just to me for being such a prick to his mom. Hey, speaking of which, do you want me to grab Lauren?
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
I think she's sleeping. Let me go wake her up.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be great.
Let me see if she'll talk to you for a little bit.
Great.
You can get her perspective on things.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on here.
We're seeing more boobies.
Yeah, she's just waking up.
Okay.
Hey, we talked to the guys on Olympic Radio? She nodded her head.
Oh,
here, I'm going to put her on the phone.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, how are you, Mommy?
Oh, I'm good, thanks.
Can you believe what your husband did?
Well, yeah.
And you still
I was trying to prepare myself for a few weeks after I heard him say that on the radio.
We're actually kind of surprised here on the show that you're still married to him.
Well, there was like a deal involved with that, I guess. My dad gave his dad like chickens or something.
That was the deal. That was the trade.
That was the trade.
Yeah. So I'm stuck.
So how does it feel to be a new mom and a wife to a complete nutcase?
Well, now it's like I have two children.
All
one.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Rory's still got to make it to the bus in the morning.
Yeah, you know, have to make his lunch and like, you know, clean up after him still and
wipe his ass.
Exactly.
Yeah. So now you got to do it two times over.
So,
I want
to
say
he actually, you know, when I was in labor, I have pictures. I'll have to put them up on the MySpace page of him sleeping through my labor with like his hood on. He just went to sleep.
Way to go, Rory!
Yeah, way to go, Rory.
What
so he's
champ.
Either making phone calls or sleeping with you guys, and I'm in like all this pain and everything. So,
I'm surprised.
He was very concerned. The next morning, I was like, I feel horrible. He's like, I'm so tired. I'm like, you're not allowed to complain. He's like, my stomach hurts. I'm like, your stomach hurts. He just was whining. I made him leave and go get lunch because he was like not feeling good, and I didn't want to hear it. But I have proof because I took a picture of it. So.
Nice.
<He's>
I wasn't that out of it.
Wow.
And then he was so upset because he really wanted to go to the comedy show. He was trying to figure out if he could make it back in time for me to have the baby. If he could go do his comedy and come back. I threw a temper tantrum. He was scheduling
the baby.
Screaming.
And then
at
the baby was born, and he's like, you know what? And I'm like, what? He's like, I really am upset that I didn't go to the comedy show. That's what he was thinking about. Like, I'm like holding our new baby, like so happy, and he's like in tears about missing like a dumb comedy show that he would have been on for like 5 minutes.
And bombed.
Exactly.
Nice! We love Lauren. Lauren's our new favorite friend.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out who's the comedian in the family.
So.
That's great. All right, Lauren. I appreciate you coming on the phone with us for a little while.
No problem.
Here.
I just didn't really want to talk while I was, like, you know.
Oh, yeah. No,
we understand.
That is completely understandable to us. I can't believe Rory even tried to put the phone near your head.
Me neither. I'll put him back on. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
you guys.
Great.
Okay, take care.
Okay.
We could have had a new mom.
Yo.
Hey, Rory.
Hey, Dick.
She's getting a little lippy there, huh?
Yeah,
I think we need to put her back in her place.
You're damn right.
I'll do the drunk call hotline next week where I'll really be drunk and I'll just be beating her.
Oh, Jesus.
I think somebody needs to be grounded.
Oh, man. Do you want to talk to the baby?
Yeah.
Does he talk?
Let me hold on. Let me shake him a little bit.
Is he already doing bad jokes?
Oh, jeez.
No, he doesn't say a whole lot. He farts a lot like his old man, but that's about it.
We're going to talk to Cooper Karff, everybody.
Oh, let me see if I can get him to say something.
He's the next Robin Williams.
Lauren's getting him up. She's going to try to get him.
Daddy says you have to wake
Daddy
up
Daddy says
now.
You have to talk to internet radio right now.
He was sound asleep, but Rory's making me wake him up.
Oh, don't do that. Oh,
look at him.
Say something, boy. Do it.
She's covering his ears.
Talk now.
Oh, God.
Do it. Hold on. I think he's throwing up.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh, he's pooping.
He's doing your shtick.
Yeah. I'm gonna totally be a showbiz dad.
Be funny now, kid.
Rory, Josh is checking in. He's wondering if Cooper's gonna take his spot on the comedy night.
Is he gonna take Josh's spot or mine?
Take Josh's spot. Take Josh's spot. You gonna have your?
I don't know. They both don't have much hair, and I don't know. They do have a little bit in common.
Yeah.
Now Josh's spot's always safe. I love that guy. Yeah. He's his godfather.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
I don't think he knows it either. So
it might be his son.
Oh, Jesus!
I didn't say that.
Time out.
I didn't say
flag
that.
Flag on the field.
And I don't know if it's going to be his, but it might be that Latino guy that mows our lawn like 6 times a week. I'm like, why is he mowing our lawn 6 times a week? And I'm like, why does he always have his shirt off?
This shit's like a putting green.
Oh, man.
My child does have very dark colored skin. Olive.
You don't have to make him talk if he's sleeping. Let him sleep.
Let him sleep.
Yeah, he's enjoying a good teat right now. So.
Oh, nice. I wish I was enjoying one of those. God damn it.
What?
You and me both.
I gotta find some teat.
But,
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Well, glad we could call in and everything.
Thank you. That was great.
I want to say congratulations, and you absolutely just made our show tonight.
You did.
Oh, thanks, man. I love you guys, and I'll say it right so she can hear it. I love you, honey. I got to try to win back some brownie points.
Yeah. Good luck.
It's still working there, pal.
Yeah.
He'll be like 5 years old before I get laid again.
All right, buddy.
All right, take care, guys.
Take care of yourself. Rory Karff, everybody, and his wife Lauren, and their newborn son Cooper.
Cooper! Look at this shit. This is great.
That's a great family.
Look what we do.
That's a funny family right there.
She's got some fucking patience, man.
Yeah, man. Did you hear him yelling? Talk! Come on,
talk!
Damn it.
Got an internet radio show on the line. What's wrong with you?
All right, we got to take a break, everybody.
Okay.
And we'll come back. We'll do some more stuff. I think Ronnie Beans is going to call in, and I don't know what the fuck we're doing. But that was some funny shit right there. All right, back on more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to the Carnival Freak Show. That is LunaticRadio.com.
These guys when I call them, and I actually don't hate you. You're pretty cool.
Wow.
It's a nice comment. Yes.
Yeah, look at that. Thank you very much.
You guys actually just get it. You get comedy, and that's really refreshing because most radio guys are fucking assholes.
Exactly.
So thank you for just getting it. You know what I'm saying, stupid?
Well, yeah, yes, I do.
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
LunaticRadio.com, the worldwide leader in trash trailer humor.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Nick and Bonus placed himself in pie.
Bitch pie.
Banged in the pie.
Now back to the show.
I'd send the pain below, much like suffocating. Much like suffocating.
Yeah, what up? It is the LunaticRadio.com show, and I am Kieran McCann.
And I'm winning.
I am a guy who never gets laid.
Yeah, sure. Hey, can I give a fun fact?
A fun fact.
For Lunatic Radio?
Go ahead.
Four chicks on camera in the chat room.
Yeah.
That's a new Lunatic Radio record. And all of them hot.
All of them hot.
Fantastic. I win.
Yeah.
Kieran's gay and I win.
I went to high school with one of the girls, too.
And Aaron Lewis is still here.
And one girl has Lunatic Radio written on her little tummy.
Look at her.
She's got a tummy.
Look at her, Lunatic. Wow.
Yeah.
This is fun.
That's where I'm going to park my penis.
Oh, Jesus.
Whack, whack.
Were you just pointing at Aaron Lewis? I think you were.
Yeah. All right. I like, what band is it? Chevelle?
Yes.
All right.
They ripped off the Deftones on this riff or whatever.
Okay.
Who am I to know?
Right, everybody. Jenny Blowjob, our booking girl out there in Reno, Nevada, wanted us to inform you that we're having Adam Ferrara on the show next week.
Yes.
And then we're having a porn star called Gina Lynn.
Right. And come on, what was the third one?
And then we're having some... I know.
Come
it's
on.
I know it's something with a T. It's like Tristan...
Nope. Wow. I said, you're not going to remember. Oh, fuck you, I will.
I don't remember. Who is it?
Taryn Thomas. Taryn Thomas. T-A-R-Y-N Thomas.
Now, who is Taryn Thomas?
I honestly don't know.
That's great. So why are we announcing her?
Jenny says she's hot.
She's shot?
Hot. H-O-T.
She's on the crack? On the pipe? What's she doing?
She's got the Triple H. What?
So we're having Adam Ferrara.
Her pep and Hiv, for all you know.
Adam Ferrara on next week's show. Then we're having Gina Lynn.
Right.
And then we're having some chick named Trainwreck or something.
Right. Jenny, whoever, what she does, let me know, and then I'll announce it, because I can't look it up.
I want to know, does she take like one of them girls that like does the big vibrator thing?
Does she take it up the pooper? Does he take it up the Cooper?
Yeah.
Cooper?
What? By the way, I found my favorite porn star on the MySpace.
David Hasselhoff.
Yes.
Okay.
What's her name? Tori Lane.
Tori Lane
is on the MySpace.
Your buddy.
Yes. Yes, Tory Lane is on the MySpace. So I want to thank Tory Lane for going on the MySpace. Jenny,
yeah,
find me Tory Lane because she is the fuck me shit bitch girl.
That's right.
We love her. We got to get her on the program. And believe me, we get her on the program, it gets me one step closer to making it to the promised land.
There it is.
And the promised land is the vagina.
That's the goal of this show. Get Kieran laid. That's it. We're letting the kid out of the bag right now.
That's the goal.
That's
it. And then the show is over.
I'm just a helper because I feel bad for the soul, so I need to help him.
Oh, and by the way, I wish I had the message I could play for you people. I woke up Easter morning, everybody, to a message on my cell phone from Jenny going, "You motherfuckers in the top eight." Like, I got insulted about the top eight on the MySpace because I changed it by accident, whatever. Not really by accident. It was completely on purpose. But I changed it, and she called me up Sunday morning and left me the most vile, like, hurtful message about me changing the top eight. I was like a cocksucker. Like, I hope she was like, "I hope you get AIDS and die," that type of thing.
I love Jenny. I think she's fantastic.
A little crazy. It was a holiday.
It was a holiday,
and I'm being called a cocksucker.
She's the greatest booking department anyone could possibly ask for, but, you know.
Oh, by the way, halfway through the message, yeah. Click. Didn't make it to the end of the message. Click. Two fuck yous, and I'm clicking.
See, and I could tell, because I got a message from her as well. It totally makes sense that she went nuts on you, because when I got a message, it went to voicemail, and all I heard was go, "Fuck," and hang up. That was it.
That's the message she left you?
Like, she was pissed because I didn't pick up. I'm sorry. We love you, Jenny. But,
you guys are such liars. You're a fucking dirty dog liar. I was never that mean.
Dude, you left me a message on Easter morning with two fuck yous within the first 10 seconds of the message.
It was just a double fuck you. It was just
Jenny. Turn down your radio.
Yeah.
Because I can hear my...
I just did.
Okay. Yeah, Radio 101.
Get laid.
Jenny.
Yes?
Oh, damn it.
I'm sorry I had to call. I wasn't even going to call. But to sit you... hear you defame my name.
Well, your name is Jenny Blowjob.
I know, because I suck a mean rod. Are you kidding me?
We're not kidding you, but...
What am I getting my mean rod sucked?
Karen, anytime you want to get on a plane and come to Reno, I'll fucking even blow you in the cab on the way here.
Wow! Look at you winning.
That's.
I wouldn't even waste time. I'd be like, okay, get your bag, let's go.
That's hot, Jenny. So, Jenny, who's this girl, Tristan? Whatever her name is.
Taryn Thomas.
She is supposedly, according to her MySpace, she is an anal ass queen.
Really?
Very hot.
She likes it with the pooper.
Oh no, she's like Anal Wars or something is the name.
Anal Wars? God damn it.
Oh my god, it's like crazy talk.
I think
so. And when I emailed her, I said, "Hey, do you want to be on our show?" Because she gave us a comment because we asked her to be a friend. And she's all, "Fuck yeah." I love this girl.
Wow.
Dude, she makes a living getting things put in her ass?
Apparently so.
God damn it.
She's 22 years old, located in Scottsdale, Arizona.
You know what it is, Jenny? She doesn't know any better.
She's 22?
She's 22.
Holy shit.
That's hot.
I think by the time she's 25, she's going to be like, "You know what? No more stuff in my ass, please."
That's insane.
I hope she does.
Yeah. All right.
She'll be blown out, though.
Yeah. God damn. Stop putting...
She's so hot.
All you porn stars out there, let me give you a freaking message.
Oh, here we go.
Stop putting things in your ass. Stop putting things in your ass.
I haven't been late in 8 years. Here we go.
Oh, well, shut up, Jenny.
Shut up.
Stop putting things in your ass, people. Okay, now back to Jenny. Jenny, you there?
Yeah, of course, Daddy.
Okay. All right,
thinking
so
about
cool.
You putting your rod in my ass.
You're damn right.
You'd probably not use lube though and get it stuck.
Right, like a finger in a balloon.
like those Chinese whatever the, you know, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Jenny, I don't remember. Do you like the ass play? I forgot.
Yeah, I'll get ass fun.
Oh, okay. I forgot.
As long as it's like, you know, someone, I don't know. I don't know who I'm kidding. I'll fucking do a one night stand.
Like me, right?
Of course.
That's right. Thank you.
When does that fucking idea come up, by the way?
What idea?
Like the ass play. Is that like when you're running out of shit to do?
When you're a little bit drunk and you're in the mood, and you start fingering your little thumb behind, and you're like, fuck it.
Because when
you're gonna do a couple fingers, why not just stick your dick in?
I know I've told this story before, but when I threw in the ass play back in the day, it was because I was completely fucking bored.
What? You were bored with sex?
Yeah, man. There was a place of time.
Holy cow!
I might as well have stuck my dick in a wall or something. You know, just popped a hole in the wall and just started banging sheetrock.
I'm ready to go home.
I might as well have done that.
Can I go home now, please? I'm done.
Oh, God. Can you stop, Karen? It's so depressing.
We love you.
But ass play should be fun, not because you're bored. This is why you haven't gotten laid in 8 years.
Yeah, because he gets bored with sex.
I know. He's like,
horrible.
Here, let me stick a thumb in your asshole. I'm kind of bored.
Why not? My thumb's getting kind of cold. Let me stick it in there, kind of warm it up a little bit.
I tell you what, Jenny, though, I quit chewing tobacco, right?
I heard.
And I was telling Rocket in the first segment how when I used to dip when I, you know, jack the rod, you know what I mean? Whatever. And it made me concentrate. But now that I quit, it's like weird now jacking. You know, because now it actually feels like somebody else is jacking me off, even though I'm doing it myself. It's fucking bizarre. It's hard to explain. I can't even articulate it.
Can you check yourself into a hospital, please?
I will.
Yes, Karen, you need to come to Reno, and, like, not only will I blow you, but we can get you a fucking whore. There's whorehouses all around Reno.
I don't want a whore.
I know. You walk in, and she goes, so what do you want, in the ass or the mouth? And you go, I just want a cuddle. Here's $100.
I just want somebody to talk to.
Yeah.
I just want someone to listen
like
to me.
With like a B positive blood type.
Ass fucking.
Oh, boy.
Honey, we need to get you laid. Hey, I know that you've gone for a couple dinners.
Dinner's good.
You just need to complete it and get to dessert.
What?
Hey, Jenny, what's going on? What's going on up at the Hobbs Vox location? I haven't been able to keep up too much with the chat room that's been going on, but
oh gosh, I saw the best titties. Vox is fucking so unfucking believably hot.
Really? No doubt.
I mean, if we lived in the same town, I'd steal her away.
Really?
Holy shit!
I I'm not even full lesbo. I would be like, down. Let's get married.
Yes.
Yeah. I know.
I don't give a fuck.
Jen, I
just
know
got
Jenny's
turned
saying.
Off from no. guys for life.
We see Vox's wonderful boobies again on
her boob. No, not only she's a total package. If you look at her sitting down from the side view, her God, she's gorgeous.
She is without a doubt.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
Holy
and why don't
Jesus.
You put her on the crew board there, Rocket?
Can I just say this? If you don't listen to the show live and you don't go in the chat room, you're a fucking moron.
Yeah,
or I mean, look at her boobs. She's right now. Look at her boobs. Yeah, they're absolutely gorgeous tits.
Look at fucking
and they're
Aaron.
Real.
You know what? This whole shit. Aaron's fucking like the shit eating grin the whole fucking time. Son of a bitch.
Aaron
hate
Lewis.
The motherfucker.
I
hate him. I hate
look
him.
Look at him. Look at him.
Love the band. Hate
he's
him.
He's like, fuck you.
Aaron Lewis.
He's like, fuck motherfucker. You, bitches. I fuck that all the time. Get fucked. That's what he's saying.
So Jenny, you say, if I'm hearing you correctly, you'd eat out Vox, right? You'd
I would eat Vox's box. What are you kidding?
Okay, I'm just saying. Wow. Hey, listen, I'm
should
like
be a t-shirt.
I'm the talk show host. I gotta ask questions. This is what I do.
And kill
who
God
is this guy? Mr. fucking Howard Stern over here. I'm the
have
talk show host.
Have you seen this Kill Daughter girl?
Kill
Jesus
Daughter is...
Christ. All these girls are beautiful.
They are.
And they're all, like, unmade up and, like, you know, they're fucking gorgeous. We have the best ass on our show.
Right.
Hands down.
And we got Postal on camera looking beautiful. And we got a new girl. Don't even know her. This girl, Pam,
look,
looking
Jenny
pretty.
Jenny DJ on her fucking tummy. I fucking love that chick, right. And it points down to her hot all little right. box. I love our show.
Yes, right. All right, Jenny.
And then we got this girl, Pam, who's new, who looks like she's on a 7-Eleven security cam. It doesn't matter. She's so hot.
There it is. Nice, nice.
She's so bright and fucking hot.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole show, it's incredible. We don't have any, like, people where you go. Okay. We need to block you.
Mm. Right.
We lost the cam.
Okay. Okay.
We don't have anything right. like that on our show. Right. And every guy in this room, too, I notice in our...
Okay.
You just hung up.
You told me to.
I didn't.
You did.
I was wondering if you just wanted to leave the studio.
No. You said go.
You said, just hung up on
you
her.
You said, you know, you did like the hang up, like you like mouth it. You said hang up.
I did not.
You did too.
Rocket just hung up.
Holy
on
fuck. Hold on.
Yeah, she's calling back.
We had bad reception.
Yeah, that's it.
Nice.
So anyways.
Stop playing me.
All right. Rocket hung up on
Hey, do you know who just came on?
Who?
Carrie.
Who?
Carrie Kate Codd.
She's here. Look at that.
Oh, there she is. Look at her.
Carrie.
All right. Hey, and
imagine if a real radio show just started shouting out listeners.
Yeah, it's like shout outs.
All right, come on.
We have
because we love our listeners.
I know.
We do. We love listeners. Them. This is what
in
makes
fact,
us different.
If we could have, I don't know, a lunatic radio orgy get together,
right,
it would be the hottest fucking thing ever.
Okay.
She's
and Rocket, we could probably stop Kieran's like not getting laid.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although he'd probably want to talk to us in the corner for like an hour.
Hey, Jenny.
Huh?
That was
too easy. Hang up was brought to you by Opie and Anthony, everybody, on XM Satellite Radio 202.
Hoo-hoo, Jim Norton.
We just hung up on Jenny again.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow. All right, now this is getting... She can't do this. Wait a minute. All right.
No. All right,
Jenny.
Yeah.
We got to go.
We got to go.
Ew.
Jenny, I love you.
We love you.
I love you, and I want to suck you.
Oh, nice.
Okay, Jenny, hey.
But Rocket.
Don't say anything.
No, like
I want to grab on your sideburns.
Okay.
As I'm on my knees in front of you.
Hey, Jenny.
Jenny.
Jenny, keep the girls all sauced up in the room.
Mm.
They are. I don't need to sauce shit up. They're all fucking white hot.
Jenny, do me a favor. Run outside and yell fire.
Okay.
This is always fun.
Okay.
She runs outside.
Ready?
She yells fire in the middle of her neighborhood. Go ahead, Jenny.
Fire! LunaticRadio.com! Suck my dick!
It's so pointless.
Hey, see, I was just going to say, the most pointless thing ever, and it's the funniest shit. She's fucking screaming in Reno. That's hilarity.
LunaticRadio.com! Suck my dick!
All right.
My neighbor just fucking called the cops. Thanks.
All right, cool. Call us from jail.
I love you guys, I'll talk to you tomorrow. And I'm leaving the filthiest message as soon as we hang up on your phone, Karen. Oh, my God.
Sweet. Talk about, like, my ball bag and stuff.
Okay, bye, Saggy.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Hey, there's that tornado.
Oh, man. All right, I think I got to do another break.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
I'm running out of shit to say. I got to talk about this lady who died in England. She died, and no one noticed for 3 years. You believe this? It was on CNN.
Really?
She dies, and no one notices for 3 years, but when they finally discover the fucking body, the corpse,
right?
The fucking TV's on. So the TV was on. I don't know how this is possible.
Right.
Like, there was electricity, the TV was on for 3 years. How is that? How's that even possible? Who the fuck is paying the bills? You know what I mean? But yeah, it's fucking strange. Apparently, this person died. And I'll talk about it after the break.
Okay.
All right, so let's do a break. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, right after these words, I think.
Hey, this is Ronnie Beans, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Why, I have no idea.
It's Lunatic Radio.
Lunatic Radio is on the TPS Radio Network.
TPS Radio Network.
Listen live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern to hear Kieran.
Dude, what's his head made? God, what is the name of the movie with
Ronnie Beans?
What's in Ottawa?
Like, you go to the run restaurant in town, and they just have lunch.
Who is the chick with the big boobs? Name of the blonde?
Oh, Leslie Easterbrook.
How'd you freaking know that name?
I just did.
And Rocket.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good one, Rock.
I'm trying.
You got talent.
I'm trying.
I'm seeing it.
Can't make it Monday night? No problem. Just go to the lunaticradio.com website to download the show.
This is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to Lunatic Radio, and I suck, and my teeth don't scrape.
LunaticRadio.com. Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern on the TPS Radio Network.
TPSRadio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman
Show in quotes,
the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Having so much fun during the break, everybody. Forgot we were doing a show.
Yeah, forget. I'm too busy looking at boobies and having fun. Look at all the beautiful people in the chat room.
It's the show. Emails to the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-566. That's right, Kill Daughter. It's Lunatic Radio. Barely, very nicely written on her stomach.
You know what? She has a great ability to write upside down.
Yeah.
I like a retard.
There's a new trend going on in the chat room, our lunaticradio.com chat room. Everybody on webcam is writing on themselves.
Why not?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's that kind of show today.
Joining us on the line, everybody, is my co-host, Ronnie Beans. Ronnie Beans, how you doing?
What are you doing?
Ronnie Beans, if you don't know, everybody, is over in France doing some business that we can't talk about.
Yes, I am. You know me. Every once in a while, I have to go covert, undercover.
Yep.
And get my, do my thing.
Yeah. once every couple months, Ronnie's got a contract he's got to take care of.
He's
got
to do some
things.
That's
right. I'll be in studio next week, and then the week after that, Prague.
Yes, Prague. He's got to go to Prague.
Oh, Prague.
Yeah.
In studio even.
A lot of assassinations. Yeah. So, Ronnie Beans, did you watch The Sopranos last night?
Yes, I did. And all the boys found out that Vito was a fanook.
That's right.
A fanook? A little fagotist?
Yeah,
one of the fat guys on the show is a faggot.
Oh, jeez.
I think the bigger question is, why does he waddle? You notice when he walks, he waddles.
Right.
Well, so is he waddling because he's taking it in the ass all the time, or is that just he's got a problem with his knees? I don't know.
It's the hemorrhoids.
Well, Vito, in real life, used to be, what, like 600 pounds, and then he dropped down to like 300 pounds, so he lost a lot of weight. He was a weeble wobble before he lost the weight.
Yeah, it's like his feet don't go straight. They're like, his feet are at 10 and 2.
I tell you what, man, I'm liking the way this... This season of Sopranos is going. Very funny stuff.
Yeah, no, the show was funny yesterday when, they were all making jokes and stuff like that, all the gay jokes and everything.
Yes.
Tony Soprano's like, now they all want head. I need his head.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, that kid, who is it? Is it the boyfriend? Is it Meadow Soprano's boyfriend who got his hobnobbed by Vito?
Yeah.
That kid's going to end up dead. That's what I'm thinking.
The best part was when Paulie Walnuts goes, you mean he was pitching and not catching?
Yeah, Sopranos was good last night. Definitely.
Yeah.
So.
Dude, I'll tell you know what I'm watching now? I always watch, I end up watching Deal or No Deal all the time.
Oh, God.
Deal? Or no deal.
That's right. And I always root for him to lose.
Well, you're very positive, Ronnie Beans.
Yeah. Well, because they make stupid mistakes. The guy's like, do you want $150,000 guaranteed? Or do you want to open up another case? And when they're like, no deal, I'm like, I hope you lose now.
Yeah. I really haven't caught on to this show. It's a game show hosted by Howie Mandel, right? And
yeah.
What is the premise? Like, there's a bunch of suitcases. Is there any sort of, like, question-and-answer thing going on? What's the deal?
No, they just pick cases till they either don't, till they either take the deal from the banker or they, you know, crap out, so to speak.
So it
takes no skill at all, which is, you know, it's like the complete opposite of Jeopardy. Like, you could be a moron and play Deal or No Deal.
Right, so it's like it's a TV version of a scratch-off?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
pretty much.
You can play the odds a little bit. I mean, if...
Yeah, but they never do!
Well, that's true. They always keep going in the hopes that one box is going to be the $1 million. Meanwhile, there's still seven boxes with values under $100, you know.
Right.
Deal or no
right.
deal.
What's more funny is looking at Howie Mandel pretend like he does this shit.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Look, my career's back. What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
Right, yeah. Like he cares. Oh, no, I don't shake hands.
Deal.
You know, like he looks so upset when like the contestants crap out. I'm like, if he's not just mailing it in, you know, like, hey, look, I'm getting a paycheck for doing this stupid game show.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm waiting for him to do like a little more. What is that called? The Leno thing Leno does. Jaywalking.
Oh,
wow, that do those.
Yeah, wow, you suck. Wow, hold on.
I had a half a thought in my head. And, yeah.
Hey, I got a joke, but I really don't know where it's going to go, so I'm just going to say a couple things and hope for the best.
Hey, I got a joke, but I don't know the punchline, so I'll say it anyway.
Hey, I heard there's kitties in the chat room.
There's a plenty. We have, and Ron, also, we have all the video chat boxes are full right now.
Really?
Yeah, we have a full house, so to speak.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's got to tell you what. There's four girls in the chat room, and I would...
Four or five.
Yeah, I would romance each one. Five?
Damn.
I think.
Oh, I know what you mean. Sorry, Ron. You're not in studio, but Rocket said something really funny.
Well, no, I didn't mean it in a bad way. I just... I forgot, because there was... I forget. Yeah. That's. Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Wait, Rocket.
Yeah,
because I nothing. Suck.
Yeah. I'm actually driving in the assassination car right now.
Oh, really?
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
So it's a drive-by thing.
Maybe. You never know.
You never know.
I am breaking like 50 laws right now though, but you know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. But you're like 007.
You know, I'm an international man of mystery.
You're more like 00700. I don't know. For some reason that's funny to me.
I'm 007 with cheese.
Nice. Winner. See what we miss when Ronnie's not here. Bringer of the funny. Hey, Beans. John from Orlando checking in. Tell Beans I love him. Him and his beautiful lips. I don't know what's going on with John. Oh, I hope that's postal. Wait a minute. Maybe that was postal saying. Because Gone Postal. You're probably not aware of this. Gone Postal's down in Florida, and she met up with John, and they're both hanging out and together right now. So
are they having dinner?
I think they're having dinner.
Oh, good for them.
Good for them.
If dinner entails cock and mouth.
What?
Sorry, I didn't say that was a
I think everybody should have a good dinner from time to time.
I always have dinner by myself. I don't know about you, Ron.
No kidding.
All right, Ron.
So, hey, I gotta let everybody in on the booze. Rocky Beans in Las Vegas, July 20th through the 24th.
All right, I think that was... You broke up a little bit, Ron, but I think you said you're going to be in Las Vegas July
20th through the 24th.
20th to the 24th.
Yeah, we're staying at the Wynn Hotel, the brand new Wynn.
Oh, you're going to the Wynn, you bastard.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You're going to play that golf course?
I don't think so, because it's like 500 a round.
I know.
Oh, shit.
Well, you never know, Ron.
And, like, Vegas in July, it's like 110 degrees.
I love Ron because he loves to plug his vacation.
Yeah. He's a vacation dropper.
It's not like the Wynn is like paying him to appear at the Wynn.
No, he's just like saying when he's going.
Ron's going on vacation and he's staying at the Wynn.
Right. And he's just like he likes people to know where he's going to be.
I'm going to plug it.
Well, if anybody's in the area, they can, you know, come hang out.
That's right.
Ron, you said July 20th through 24th?
Yes.
I might have to see if I can make things happen.
Yeah, like the like I said, I like to you know, if anybody's in the area,
he just wants a vacation.
I think
drop.
Blowjobs. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm going to Vegas soon too.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, Ronnie Beans, where you go?
All right.
You're going to be here next week?
Yes.
Adam Ferrara.
All right, man.
Do you know who he is?
No.
You never know who anybody is.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, hey, wait a second. Karen, I got one more thing.
So lame. We're just hanging up on him.
See? I win. I know the joke, man.
Okay, everyone's got to understand. Me and Karen been around the block, okay? We've been here. We've been here many a times.
You gotta change it up if you're going to do the O&A hang-up bit.
Right.
Because I've been hearing the O&A hang-up bit for probably like 8 years. I know when it's coming. I know. You can't just go, hey, Kieran, and then wait for me. No.
No.
You'll be waiting the rest of your life. You got to change it up. Hey, you know what? That might catch me off guard, but...
What? John Rolando Shea, which is probably postal. Kieran's middle name is Thimble.
Thimble?
Thimble? I'm missing...
No, that. You'll never guess my middle name.
No.
Although, maybe Pam B. might know it. I don't know.
Look at this.
She might know it, actually.
Yeah, I'm quickly browsing through the chat room. I mean, the messages are flying by. We got about 30 people in the room, and there is some funny stuff going on. I don't know if you could pick up on this real quick before he gets off there, Karen. No.
What?
Someone's representing another radio, internet radio host personality in the room.
Oh, like, what is his, name rhyme with Mike D?
Yeah, it does, actually.
It rhymes with Mike D?
It does, actually. It's funny.
Oh, hey, look, everybody. Mike D Loves Cock has joined the chat room.
We have the most clever listeners in the world, and the best.
I love Mike D, and he loves the cock. Mike D Loves Cock every Saturday night at 7 p.m. Central Time on Red Bar Radio. Mike D Loves Cock.
It sure does.
Way to go, Mike D. Your show sucks cock, too, by the way.
Jesus.
You love the cock. How ironic is that? He loves the cock, and his show sucks cock.
Weird.
Kind of like a weird combination.
That's like, That's like the hook.
Hi.
The hook to the show.
Hi, this is Red Bar Radio, everybody. We're blazing hip-hop and R&B. I love the cock, and my show sucks cock. How ironic is that? All right, let's take a break. Come back right after this. That's his whole show. His whole show is a commercial break.
Yeah.
He just wants to do the ramp to the commercial. That's his show.
Hey, it's my voice. Okay, now you're hearing it. Oh, let's go to break.
I'm the go-to-break show. Hey, it's Mike D on Red Bar Radio, everybody. Let's take a break.
Everyone's just like, right now, like, what the fuck are they doing? They have absolutely nothing, do they?
There's another radio show that we just don't like. So we like poking fun at him.
No, we're not really going to break, everyone. Relax.
But Mike D's going to break. My whole life is a break. I just want to go to commercial.
We have a lot of shows checking in, shows and other websites checking in tonight. We got a really busy chat room tonight.
Yeah, you know what? It's like Plug Central.
We got Madbeat Chemist, who's on TPS. We got Deja, who does the Sass Hour, which I listened to 2 weekends ago. She had some technical difficulties, but she braved through it and did a very good show. So kudos to her. And Vital Podcast, the only website I would like to have sex with, is on.
If you can have sex with a website, I would have sex with VitalPodcast.com.
See,
I don't know what that means.
Now this is funny. You know how we always say when Ronnie's not here, me and you do the angry show like we were just doing. Jenny just started sending me messages. Stop. Like now, like she's filling in for Ronnie to tell us to stop.
Tell us to stop picking on people.
Yeah.
Well, no, he steals. That other guy steals from people. He steals our ideas. I'm going to break. I'll be back right after this. Oh, shit. We're giving a swoosh. Going to break. Back from break. Going to break again. Coming back from break. I want to go to break. Break, 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 break.
He's the only one finding this. Besides us, everyone else in the chat's like, yeah, all right, I'm ready to go to bed. Meanwhile, yeah. I'm going to be dying all week listening to this over and over again.
I just did. I'll give myself credit. I just did some Richard Pryor shit for about two people.
Shit.
That is funny to about two people in the entire world.
Yeah, me and like someone not even listening.
Yeah, that's funny to Rocket and Mike D probably.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? Considering I'm just doing a whole break thing, I got to do a break. Our final break, everybody. And we're going to come back and we're going to do some more wacky stuff on the show. All right? So stick around. I'm not going to mail us one in. We're going to work hard to make some funny stuff happen. All right, let's go. Taking a break. Come back. More LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Right after this.
You've heard them on the show with their song, Hate This Place.
Hate this place!
Now get connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mm Solution.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/9mm Solution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mm Solution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
That calls me bite size and wants to beat me up, I'm totally into.
Here McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
TPSRadio.net and VitalPodcasts.com bring you Podcast-O-Rama, a tournament event pitting podcast versus podcast, where the winner gets a live show with TPSRadio.net. Podcast must be entered by April 14th, 2006. Go to VitalPodcast.com or TPSRadio.net for full contest rules. Podcast-O-Rama, are you ready to go live?
And now back to the show. Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me.
These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, about time you got a good break, coming out of break tune.
Rage Against the Machine, everybody. Word up. I'm your host, Kim McCann. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Bulls on parade. And boobies on display in the chat room. If you're not listening to the LunaticRadio.com show live and you're not in our chat room, you're missing out on a good time. Because I've seen a lot of boobies.
You're sucking herpes-ridden cock if you're not in the chat room.
Okay, thanks. Why are you doing that? Yeah. Email us at the show, lunaticradio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666. Everybody, hit us up. If you're hammered, you're going out on the weekend, dial in the number. A lot of the people like to do is they like to pre-program it into their phones, their little cell phones. They go, hey, look, 206-202-5666, and then they label it drunk call. So when they get hammered, they know to call the drunk call.
Call it whatever you feel. Just make sure, you know, keep it short and nice. Yeah. Oh, did we go through all the calls?
No.
Okay, because why were you then worried during the break that we were going to have enough stuff?
What are you talking about?
You were like, oh, shit, what are we going to do?
Are you thinking out loud?
Yes.
Shut up. Hey, everybody. How about those gas prices? Our gas prices are up $3.
You know what? I thought it would be good to talk, because I thought we really had nothing going on. So I was like, hey, let's talk about that, because it's been pissing me off.
Gas prices and pissing
you
off.
Did you just mock me?
Gas prices have been pissing you off.
Yes.
Okay, how so?
Okay, how about the fact that they're $3 and they're not, it's kind of like a back page story now. It's not really that important. Though when this happened last year, granted it was during when the hurricane, but nonetheless, it's still $3 for a gallon of gas. You can't go, you know how much money, a car is just a fucking money pit. There's no gains to having a goddamn car. Sure, it gets you from point A to point B, but outside of that, you spend all this goddamn money in the car. I dropped fucking over $200 on a goddamn alternator. Fucking Christ.
You're an idiot. Yes, the gas prices are high. What the fuck, Rob?
Why did the alternator?
What can you do? I got $200 going to an alternator. What? I don't care.
It's all this money.
Is that a mess, like a problem that everybody has?
Yes, it is. Everyone with a car has to go through this.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
What the fuck are we going to do?
We're all going to be, the government is sticking it to us, people. I don't know.
Well, I was reading an article, and they say it won't reach $4, though, on the gallon, no matter where.
Oh, they're going to stick it to you.
They say there's no way it's going to reach. They say also it's going up now because during the summer months, they put in these, like, chemicals to help reduce the toxins that are released in the air.
Uh-huh.
Which is such bullshit. I never heard of this any other year. Why this year are they going to add these fucking chemicals? These fucking conspiracies.
It's a conspiracy.
I fucking hate it.
They raise the gas prices in the summer months because people drive more.
Right. No, that's part of... No, that's absolutely... They do that. That's also why the prices go up.
Mm-hmm.
$3. Fucking $3 for gas.
Yes.
It's crazy. I can't take this shit.
Are you insane?
I can't take it.
Man, I think you're losing your hair.
No, you know what it is? Well, because, all right, listen. It doesn't help the fact that I have a fucking SUV. But I'm at the point now. I can't get it. I'm not going to get a fucking new car. Shit, I'll be spending as much money on gas. I'll be like paying double between, you know, the monthly payments on the car and then fucking gasoline. Gasoline a month will cost me more than the goddamn monthly payment.
Start riding a bike, you Italian.
Fuck. And I'll lose weight that way.
Yeah. You can deliver the pizzas on a bike.
Fuck you.
Come on.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Get rid of the SUV.
I can't. No.
Go live in a tree, damn it.
All right. I'll go live at the pizzeria.
That's what we're all going to do. I'm going to go live in a tree. I don't know about you people.
You're basically
I'm
going to
be broadcasting
there.
From a fucking oak tree. That's what I'm doing.
My next guest is a woodpecker.
As soon as the
by.
Gas prices hit $4, I'm living in an oak tree. That's what I'm doing. Or I'm going to move out to fucking the Northwest, you know, and go live in one of them trees, those redwoods. Build a house, carve something out of there. You know? That's what I'm doing.
fucking gas
prices. I can't take it though. It fucking drives me nuts. You know, because like you know, every day I get off the exit from coming home from work, and there's a gas station right there. Every fucking day, 2 more cents it goes up. 2 more cents it goes up. 2 more cents. Now when I saw it hit the 290s, I was like, no, it's got to level off. No, 292, 295, 297, $3 for fucking gas. I can't drive anymore. I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just gonna sit home. I'm gonna sit home and just watch Smut. That's it. That's all I'm doing from now on. I'm not fucking going anywhere. Fuck everything. I'm just gonna fucking watch Smut. I'm damning the government. I'm just gonna sit home and watch porn.
I tell you what.
That's my fuck you to the government.
Here's one person that doesn't have to worry about the gas prices, everybody.
Ooh.
An elderly woman was found lying in her apartment dead nearly 3 years. 3 years. Her skeleton was found lying next to the TV. The TV was on, and there were unopened Christmas presents around her.
Wow, that's a happy holidays. Not really.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Her body was so decomposed that the only way they can identify her was dental records. Police said the woman probably died of natural causes in 2003. 2003, she died.
No one checked up on her.
How does this happen?
There's no one around to just kind of pass by. Wasn't there like an odor kind of like, you know, going down the street at that point?
Mm-hmm.
Was there even a body left? Was it just by just like bones?
It was so decomposed. It was just like, you ever see the movie Seven?
Yeah.
And you remember that part in the movie where Brad Pitt and the good actor guy.
Morgan Freeman?
Morgan Freeman, right. They go up into the apartment and there's all those fucking,
you got anything? Do you have anything tonight?
No, I do. I do have it.
Okay.
What are those scenting things? Like the things you put in your car?
Yeah. The air fresheners.
Right. And there's that fucking body.
Gluttony.
Yeah, lying on the fucking, the bed there. And the thing was kept alive by antibiotics. That's what her body looked like. Wow, it took about 10 minutes.
Wow, that was a lot for a bunch of nothing. Folks, what you just witnessed is not how to be a radio host, a radio talk host. Right there.
Wait, this is how to be a good one. Turn off the mic if you're a producer.
Hey, I want
to... You can't talk now.
I have something to say.
Anyway, this lady's body was...
Nice!
How fucked up is that? I believe I have audio of it, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
This one tied up at 1-1. We've had a home run in the contest. Xavier Nene of the Mets. With a solo shot. Off of Sosa.
There's her body. And flies. Apparently, she was watching the Met game.
That's
funny.
He was on the disabled edge. Foul. Renteria missed 6 days of spring training.
Yeah, so there she is, lying in her apartment watching the Met game. I didn't know there were big Met fans over there in England.
Wait, she didn't have on that faggy song we played last week? That would have killed her.
Yeah. How did I screw that up? I got a video of the Met game, and I put flies behind it. Ugh, I stink.
You have no talent.
It's a story about a British lady.
That sounded exactly like the Stanford kid bit that you did, the audio. way to cop yourself.
Ooh. Yeah, so she was dead. How does that fucking happen? How does that happen in this day and age? A woman, not only dead in her apartment, and no one notices anything, but the fucking TV's on for 3 years.
Yeah, that's some fucking cable bill.
Yeah, something's a little shady about this.
Right. Well, it's like, you know, there was that other story talking about, like, ridiculous, you know, like, things with bills and what have you. The guy with the phone bill, what was it, $2.8 trillion? A cell phone bill.
What?
Yeah.
When was this?
It was in Yahoo News. It's on the board in the FN News. Some guy, something happened with his phone, like it was on or something, because they thought it was canceled, but it turned out that, like, I guess people were using it or something. It was like $2.8
trillion.
Trillion? Trillion!
Get the fuck out of here.
It's in the AP report. It has to be true.
Get the fuck out. Are you kidding me, right?
I'm dead serious.
Hold trillion.
I'll call up that story.
Trillion.
Trillion.
A fucking cell phone bill. How does that happen?
Hold on. I gotta see if I can find it.
It can't be trillion.
I'm not paying it. I think it was
Rocket's trying to look up the story. $1 trillion? That has to be a typo.
Let's see if it's hopefully.
How can he run up?
Man hit. I'm sorry. $218 trillion phone bill. Here we go. Think your phone bill is high. Try $218 trillion. Malaysian man hit with gigantic bill ordered to pay or face prosecution. Malaysia. Malaysian man said he nearly fainted when he received a U.S. $218 trillion phone bill and was ordered to pay up to up within 10 days or face prosecution. Newspaper reported Monday. Yahaha Wahab said he disconnected his late father's phone line in January after he died and settled the 84 ringgit, whatever that means, U.S., like a $23 bill, the New Straits Times reported. But Telekom Malaysia later sent him an 806-400, a lot of numbers, yeah, equaling U.S. $218 trillion bill for recent telephone calls along with orders to settle within 10 days. Imagine that, you get a bill. You owe us $218 trillion, due 10 days. That's impossible.
How the fuck can they get out? What?
It wasn't clear whether the bill was a mistake or if Yara's father's phone was used illegally. If the company wants to seek legal action, as mentioned in the letter, I'm ready to face it. I don't blame him because realistically,
that's one long phone sex call.
Because, I mean, there's no way that that could happen because any decent company would realize, okay, after like $1,000, you know, let's contact this guy and be like, you know, you're up to $1,000 on your bill. 208 is crap, but that's pretty funny. That kind of shit that's going
some
on.
Some dude named Yaya in fucking India going, oh yeah, man, look, we're going to charge this motherfucker 218 million or trillion. How the fuck does that happen? Are you fucking kidding me?
Jesus Christ.
I just want to say Dibu Double. I'm sorry.
That's
hey, man, you didn't pay your cell phone bill, man.
Crazy. That's a 218 trillion. It sounds like
that's a lot of fucking. That's a lot of fucking stuff. That's a lot of turbines.
What?
There it is. Oh, fuck yeah!
All right, everybody. So we got some drunk calls. First one is from
drunk calls.
First one is from Killdaughter.
Hey, hottie.
Killdaughter is a female. Apparently, she listens to the program, and she has.
And she likes to laugh a lot. She's been laughing the entire night.
So here we go, everybody.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Killdaughter, who is currently drinking. Woohoo! I don't remember what I'm drinking anymore. Holy shit. Something between Miller Lite and Fuzzy Navels or some shit like that. Yeah, I just got the idea to call, and seems like a good idea. So I'm over here. Not that bad. I'm getting chilly. Someone's alarm is going off. People are screaming in the bar, and I'm alone. But it works. Oh, well. okay, I'm supposed to remember something to the effect of wanting Kieran's and Rocket's cock, yes. And let's see here, what? Oh, yes, I love Vox. I love her to death. I plan to be on top of that woman next week. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. It's cold out here.
Where is she?
For anyone asking, no, she's not 7 years old. She is of legal drinking age. Because I can be confused.
No.
Oh, what are you upset about that?
Yeah, I was hoping for the 7 year old.
Oh. That's kind of it for now. I suppose I should get inside and finish my beer before somebody takes it. I'm getting hit on. I look great. Yeah.
Look at her.
Okay. Enough rambling. I'm leaving. All right. Later.
Pack up your rape culture and take a hike.
Can we discuss a little something about that I found very interesting? The fact that this girl could go to a goddamn bar by herself and have a fantastic time. Now, if you or I were to do that, we'd be considered alcoholics, basically. Going to a bar by ourselves.
Or pedophiles.
Well.
Kieran.
No.
I want to.
What are you doing? What is it? What is this, the Kieran show? Why'd you play that for?
I just wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Fuck. That's how I do the show.
I'm sorry. But no, honestly, I mean, think about that. I mean,
she's a hot chick. Ah, she's an anomaly.
There is. I'm not. Wow, look at you with the big word.
I know.
Kudos
I took
to
the SATs, motherfucker.
Hey, look at you.
Go ahead.
500. But I mean, honestly, you know, like a chick can freely go to the bar by herself and have a fantastic. Just shows up. She sits down. And all of a sudden, guys are all over hanging out. Now, you know, we go. It's like, but go by yourself. You know, you're sitting there by yourself all night and drowning yourself in sorrow and.
Mm-hmm.
And the tears just
Do you find it weird that she went to a bar by herself and no one noticed?
I don't find it weird. I find it awesome. Like, you could just fucking just go and have a fucking great time.
That's Wisconsin for you.
I'm going there.
Is that where she from?
Yes.
Wisconsin. Yeah, I'll never be there. No, I'm kidding. I love Wisconsin. No, I don't. Yes, I do.
I like Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Whoa. I'm going there. I love Milwaukee. No, I don't.
Bitches.
Milwaukee's great. No, it isn't. I'm kidding. Here's another one from Killdaughter. By the way, it's a great name, Killdaughter.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a callback from the Killdaughter. I'm a little loopy already. I don't know how many I've had. All I know is I'm lightweight. It doesn't take me much to drink before I just... stumbling on my own ass.
Oh, geez. Doesn't take me much to drink before I'm stumbling on my own ass.
Okay. Anyways,
you win.
I had a good night out all by myself. Fuck yeah. And let's see. Oh yeah. The 18-year-old called me again tonight. And yes, I told him off. I told him to stop calling me. He sounded a bit heartbroken, yelled at me, said I was misleading, all that bullshit. I just told him off, so, yeah, thanks, guys. Don't worry about it.
Okay, what happened? Apparently, how old is this girl here?
23.
Okay, she has an 18-year-old kid calling her?
From how I understand the story, she showed a little something-something to this 18-year-old kid,
uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden they became buddy-buddies. She just wanted the one-night stand.
Uh-huh.
He won't go away now, you know.
Of course, dude. If
they had dinner, but he wanted dinner the next night. She wanted dinner tonight. He wanted dinner two nights in a row.
Don't code it. He wanted the banger.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Don't code it. You confuse people.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so he wanted the banger, of course.
Right.
Of course. If you're
Look at her. Look at her.
If you show an 18-year-old kid anything as far as, you know, a booby or an ass or even smile at him the wrong way, this kid's going to be all over you.
A pinky?
An 18-year-old kid?
Ugh. All over it.
It's sexual prime. Kids,
like ham on rye.
Kids what? Power jacking 80 times a day.
And she wonders why this kid is constantly up and ons, as they say.
All right.
And then...
I love how she just broke right into that, because we had no prior knowledge of it.
Yeah, she's just hanging out.
She's good.
Now, a little insider thing I found out last night with that. Little,
you know all the listeners.
Rocket
has, detailed files on everybody else.
I take my CEO title very seriously. Right, I know everybody.
Go. What do you got? What's the inside info?
She was on the phone with him for like half an hour last night.
To the 18-year-old kid.
Yeah. Now she's trying to get rid of him. She's like chit-chatting with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to make you wonder. It's got to make you wonder.
Yep.
I do know. I know a lot of shit.
You know a lot of shit about people you'll never meet in person. Which is weird.
I love people. I don't know. I got nothing.
I don't even know anything about me.
Well, there's not much there.
Thank you.
I did use the excuse that, I got... a couple guys looking at me, so yeah. Ha ha! I win! can you tell? I drink one too many, yeah. And the sucky part is I gotta go to work tomorrow. I gotta get up at 6 o'clock in the morning over here. Fuck, it's gonna be a long day working out tomorrow.
Ooh, she almost has that Canadian accent.
That's so funny because she mentioned that people think she has never been to Canada. Mm. Well, she might have been to Canada, I don't know, but she's not.
it's cold out, eh?
Oh, okay. What else? I knew.
Go Packers.
I knew there was something on my mind, and yeah, it's Rocket's cock. I'm sorry.
Oh, what? What? Rocket's cock reference was there. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I win.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care.
Oh, dear God. Okay, I want sex. I need sex. I'm just in the mood. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Okay.
Hey, you want
to
have some sexy? That's
what I... Isn't that a little crazy when she's saying that with that voice of hers?
You want to have some anal sex?
Oh, Jesus.
Can I suck your cock? I'm cracking myself.
Yeah, you're having your own private party over there.
I'm fine. I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Nice. You company?
See you guys tomorrow, and I hope to God this post makes someone laugh their ass off. All right. Good night.
She's funny.
She is.
Eh.
A boot.
A boot. What are you talking about? Oh, boy. All right, cool. I like her. Tell her to keep on calling in.
Yeah, feel free. Call away. Yeah. And she's saying she's not Canadian. We know that, but it's funny.
Yeah, I know. All right. I got another drunk call here from ODU, everybody.
ODU!
Old Dominion University. Apparently, we have some fans down there. So, here we go.
Hey, guys. The ODU crew. We were just listening to your show that you guys did this past Monday. And we're thinking about some ringtones to give to you. Here's a good one. Hey, fucker. It's Lunatic Radio. Pick up your phone. Yeah, we're kind of drunk. Yeah, we'll talk to you later. Peace.
Karen, I want to.
Whatever. Hey, ringtones.
Yeah.
ODU.
Yeah, there it is. There it is, buddy. Thank God. There's a fucking ringtone right there.
I gotta hand it to the kid, though. He thought he had something. He had something going into it.
You gotta give it to him. Cause this is your problem. I gotta give the kid credit because he thought he might have had a joke there or something.
He had confidence going into it.
Oh,
he's
I see.
Dude, I'm gonna do a drunk call tonight. He probably planned it out.
Dude, check this out.
He's like, dude, yo, this is what I'm gonna do. On Friday night, you know, I'm gonna get some fucking natty ice.
Nice!
I'm gonna come bring it back to the dorm. Fucking lick it up, man. We're gonna watch some porno and stuff.
What?
And then I'm gonna call this fucking radio show because they got that thing called the drunk call hotline, yo.
Those fucking guys.
I got this fucking joke they've been working on for about 3 days.
This shit is off the fucking hook.
I'm gonna fucking nail this one.
Yeah, it's gonna fucking kill.
And gets on the phone, he's like, alright, yo, man, look, it's this fucking dude from ODU, man. You talking about ringtones, and how about this for a ringtone? Fuck you.
That shit is fucking gold. Those fucking guys are gonna give me my own fucking show. It's gonna be called the fucking greatest ringtone show.com.
Hey, man, I heard you guys were talking about ringtones on the show last week. I got one for you. Yo, check it out. This one's really good. Pick up the phone, faggot.
Yo, this is fucking funny. Check out this ringtone. Here we go. Ready? Ring. Get it? Because I'm making fun of the phone ringing. I'm impersonating the ring.
All right. The ODU guy. You did a good job, though. Give it a shot.
That was good. No, that was good. Welcome to the club.
I like him. I like the kid.
There it is.
Give it up for the college kid, everybody.
He stuck it out.
He's doing a good job.
He's doing good.
Go to class in the morning.
So I need more of that kind of stuff.
Work on the comedic talent. Got it.
We're gonna. Aaron Lewis should send us a ringtone. Hey, this is Aaron Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's been a while since I've called you.
It's been a while.
Suffocate. Oh, I don't know.
What?
Is that a song by them?
I don't know. Mud Shovel is.
Have I done enough show today?
We keep going. I don't care.
I think I'm out of stuff.
Really? Mm-hmm. Don't have any more to do?
Do the highs of the week.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I think that's all we got to do. I want to say hi to Pam B for hanging out with
us. Aw, look at you.
Yeah, Pam. Pam and I went to high school together.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You guys ever go hang out and eat the bleachers?
No, we never hung out in the back of a Hyundai or anything.
No?
I think she dated one of my buddies back in high school.
Really?
I can't remember. It's too far.
Oh, she went for the better of the crew.
Yes. Yes. I was like a mascot. I'm a mascot now. I was a mascot in high school. In high school, I was like 4'2".
Oh, wait, someone's calling. Wow.
People put me in like their pockets.
Hello?
Hello?
You want to talk to Don and get her to do something stupid?
Who is this? Is this John from Orlando?
Yeah.
Hey, John. What's up, man? What's going on?
We're trying to get her to do something, okay?
Oh, John has gone postal, who is a fan of ours from New York.
Right.
In his apartment in Florida. Is that the case?
I know there's an echo. Hang on a sec.
All right.
Turn that a sec.
There you go.
Well, there you go.
Have her talk to Rocket. Rocket can talk her to anything, okay? Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Rocket. So I think what we're going to try to do is get Gone Postal to get naked.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, baby.
Hi, Rocket.
Hey, baby.
How you doing, Hottie?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so you're down there in Florida having yourself a nice little time, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
And you're hanging out there with John. Is John taking care of you tonight?
He's taking care of me good. He has all my favorite drinks.
Really? What are you drinking?
Oh, well, I'm starting off with Bud Light. Oh. Keeping it easy.
Oh, really? Then he's going to work you up to the kerosene and then tie you down on the bed.
And then he's going to ask you to...
Then I got some Captain Morgan.
So nice. Setting sails. I like it. So are you gonna do anything for the show this evening? You showed us a little something. Are we going to see anything a little extra for all the kids there?
What would you like? What would Kieran like? Kieran has to ask me.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Can I see John's cock?
You're so gay!
Did you see what?
He is so gay.
I'm kidding.
Pam's like, thank God I never dated him.
I'm kidding. I'm going with the whole gay joke thing.
Why? She asked you what you want.
Yeah, I want to see John's cock. Let's go. Whip it out.
Does Kieran want his dinner again?
Ooh.
Does Kieran want his dinner?
Yeah, I think you do.
What am I having for dinner?
What?
What am I having for dinner?
What are you having for dinner?
Yes.
Whatever you like. What would you like?
I'm all about the chicken finger.
All right, listen, you're the worst. Postal, right. What do you want to do? Because right. we don't want to force you into all anything.
Right. All right, I want to see a left breast.
There we go. Look at you.
That's what I want to see. The left one. Only the left one.
Just the left one?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. I'm new at this. There you go.
Look at that.
I like that one. Okay, now let me see the other one. I'll pick which one's better. Yeah, let me see the other one. All right.
Wait, go the wrong way.
Postal is showing her boobs. All right. I am going to go with... All right. What is that? The right one or the left one?
No, that would be...
That's the right one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the right one. I am going to go... Oh, wait. I think I'm going to go with the right one. The right one's a better boob.
All right.
Okay, get rid of the other one. Chop the other one off. Get it out of there.
Stop it. Gone Postal, you're looking beautiful as always.
I like it.
Thank you.
You got great nerps. I mean, nipples.
Wow, you're
just for Kieran. All for Kieran.
Thank you. I don't know why I do this.
But Rocket's hot.
Thank you, darling.
All right.
You are hot as well.
Tell John to put on, work the magic. A little Barry White.
What? Will you let John whip you?
John's right here.
Oh, that's weird. He just left?
Wait. Do you want to talk to him?
Where is he?
No, I said you want him to. Can he whip you?
Can you whip me? Oh, can you whip me?
Yeah.
I think he likes to be flogged.
Whip him.
He likes to be whipped. I'll whip him.
All
right. Can you whip him?
Yeah, do you have the whip there?
I'll whip him.
All right, let's make this quick, though, if we're going to do this. We got to make this quick.
All right.
Wait, you're going to whip him?
I'm going to whip him.
All right, let's do this quick, though.
I've never done it before, but here we go.
Yeah, it's all right.
Wait, you have a whip, and you're going to whip John.
I have a whip. You see it?
All right. Oh, there's the whip. Wow. Look at
there
John.
You go.
John's okay, well home. Prepared. All right, come on.
Hold on. I got some great music.
All right, hold
this.
On. We're going to set this up for
I
you.
I got great music for
this. This is,
here we go.
I don't know how the fuck.
Upper to middle back.
All right, everybody. Yeah. We have John from Orlando and Gun Postal. John is going to get whipped by a big leather fucking thing.
Look at that.
Right,
John's in some freaky shit, and here's a song to go along with it.
My mind's telling me no.
All right, go ahead.
All right, go ahead.
Ready? But my body. How's that? My body's telling me. He's not screaming. Baby, like that?
Hit him hard. Make him. Just nail him with this.
He's not screaming.
Wait. Gone Postal. Tell John to yell out lunaticradio.com. May I have another?
You have to scream out lunaticradio.com. May I have another? You ready? Here we go. You ready?
Yes.
Scream it. Do it again. Come on, John. That's disappointing.
LunaticRadio.com. May I have another?
Do it again.
He's being disappointed.
He's ruining this for us.
Prayer.com may have another.
Hit him!
Oh, that was
funny. Wait, can you hear it?
Let's go, John. Ready? I want three right in a row. I want lunaticradio.com may have another, then hit him.
Three of them in a row. Go.
Lunaticradio.com may have another. Lunaticradio.com may have another. Lunaticradio.com may have another.
Did you get that?
That was fantastic. Holy Jesus Christ.
That was beautiful.
That was fantastic.
I came all the way to Florida just to flog John.
There it is. See what we do?
I traveled all the way just to flog him.
Hey, listen. Sometimes you got to do those things.
Yes.
That was
it. Things I do for this show. Oh, the things I do for this show.
You are the best, baby.
That was great.
I love you guys.
Love you too,
darling.
All right,
God Postal. Have fun there in Florida. Whatever you're doing.
I will.
Let us say goodbye to John real quick.
All right, hold on. Yo.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
Okay.
You hung up on him. The guy just got whipped and you hung up on him.
Oh, yeah.
You
should have saw that one coming.
Just what you want.
Oh shit, you're singing.
And I know just what you need.
All right,
girl,
so,
yeah. Bring your body to me.
Yeah. Going back to 95, everybody.
Keep going.
Just
come
a little
on.
R. Kelly for you.
You're on a roll. Keep going there, homie.
Blazing hip hop and R&B, Hot 97. All right, fuck that.
Hold on, I got your music. Here it is. Why don't you.
Enough.
Calm down, everybody.
All right, everybody.
Relax. Thank you, John and Gone Postal. That was that was fantastic.
I picked up the show a little bit.
A little bit. We had absolutely nothing, and that kind of picked it up a little bit.
Yes. Okay, everybody. It's time to do the Hottie of the Week thing. This is when we pick a trick from the World Entertainment, deem our Hottie Week, and it's pointless. So let's do that now.
Let's get out of here. It's time for LunaticRadio.com's Hotties of the Week. Hotties.
Hotties. Hotties. Hotties of the Week.
Hotties.
Hotties. I am so dumb. I have no brain. Here I am. I'm fucking 29 years old, and I really don't even have like a fucking ounce of a thought in my head. Like
you
I have
never
no
do.
Brains.
You never do.
None.
This ain't anything new.
I'm like a fucking. I'm like a Neanderthal. You know, it's nothing. Nothing's going on upstairs, people. All right, this is the Hottie of the Week segment. We do it every week. It's a pointless segment. So everybody in the show picks a chick from the World Entertainment. We deem her the Hottie of the Week. Whatever. You, the listeners, can join in if you want. Post them in the chat room or email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chick and a reason why. We'll read them on the air.
Right on.
That's how we work it. So that's let's go around the board. Rocket, you're the only one in studio with me, so go ahead. Who's your Hottie of the Week?
I'm going Lauren Karp.
Yes.
She is my Hottie
Proud
of the
new
Week.
Proud new mama.
Brand new mama.
Proud new mama.
Gotta represent her.
All right. We got any Hottie of the Weeks inside?
Yeah, Eric Scott represented Eva Longoria. Wild Bill not giving me an answer. Wild Bill's going with all the ladies in the chat room. There's the safe bet, my friend. He's learning. Wild Bill is learning the ways of LunaticRadio.com. Jenny's going with Vox.
No, Pam, I do not have any brain cells. I don't even smoke pot back in high school.
I don't know what the hell goes on in your head, but...
Nothing.
Med B. Kim is going with Pam B. and Killdaughter. Yeah, Pam B. looking
Look
fine.
Look at Pam.
Look at Pam.
Pam's already got fans.
The chick that Kieran never dated. Matter of fact, he didn't date anyone in high school.
She dated one of my friends, I think.
That's right, and you had nothing. You were sitting home eating chicken fingers.
I think I dated her friend.
Pam was banging guys, and you were home eating chicken fingers. How does that make you feel?
I know.
You ain't got nothing.
I was getting that back in the day when I got drunk on 40s. I got drunk on 40s.
DFG taking Jennifer Aniston.
Hey.
Pam B's taking Mary V. Mary V, anyone?
Oh, you... Yeah, that's...
Oh,
that's
I think
insult.
I know. Yeah, I know.
That's inside.
That's inside. AOD's taking
Very
Postal.
Good, though. That's very good.
ODU taking Pam. Look at that. Everyone just... Miss Jenny Blowjob's taking chicken fingers. Great. Edgers... Oh, come on. Edge, you can't do that. Not up in here. You're getting a little crazy.
Who's Edge what?
Edge is going with your mom. Literally.
My mom?
Yeah.
Nice. Can't do that.
Angry White Guy's going with Scabia from the Lacuna Coil. Christina Scabia. Gotta get the name right, guy.
Kieran is a nerd. Thank you very much. I'm thinking.
Crazy Clown again going with Scott Osejczyk. This is literally like the 19th week in a row that fucker's gone with her.
He's got penis envy.
Yep. Almighty H-Bomb. Hobbs. AKA
Blowjob going with my sister. Thank you very much.
I was interrupted rudely. Hobbs going with Lex Cuthbert.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you, everybody. This was a fantastic chat room tonight. Big ups to other the TPS Radio showing up. Mad Buchemist, Deja, great shows on there. VitalPodcast.com, right. Great website. Shut the fuck up.
You don't have to plug everything. I got to get suited. I'm running out of time here.
Fuck you, you're lying.
I'm running out of time.
You just lied to me, everyone.
It's 12 o'clock, we're running over. 2 minutes over already.
No, sorry.
All right, everybody. It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNE. That's 206-202-5666. I want to thank Carlos Sainz, everybody. Carlos Sainz. Log on to DumbNinja.com. Carlos, very funny stand-up comedian from the West Coast. I want to thank Rory Carr, comedian extraordinaire.
Hell yeah.
Catch him on MySpace. MySpace.com/RoryVision. That's MySpace.com/RoryVision. Rory Carr, very funny comedian as well. My thanks to Jenny Blowjob. My thanks to Ronnie Beans for calling in. My thanks to everybody in the chat room.
Everybody, you guys are amazing. Every week you fucking like one up yourselves. We filled up all the video chat tonight. Great work.
Next week's broadcast we have Adam Ferrara. Adam Ferrara, very famous comedian. Been on TV. Very good guy, very funny guy, very nice guy, by the way. He'll be playing Governor's Comedy Club up here in Long Island. So we're going to have him on and talk some game. All right? And then I go to Vegas. Thank God. Going to Vegas. Let's give it up for Kieran going to Vegas.
Great. Who cares?
All right.
Hey, shout out to Eric Scott for sharing the hate that we have.
Yes, Eric Scott. Love Eric Scott and the Animal House radio program. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sharing the hate, buddy. We love
it. All right. Pam B, Vox, Wild Bill, Vital Podcast, ODU Dude.
Kill Daughter.
Yummy. John from Orlando. Almighty H. What? What the fuck is...
That's Almighty Hobbs. He's tough. He's Aaron Lewis.
And Deja.
Stain.com.
Everybody who's on the webcam, thank you for joining us. And until next week, everybody, I'll see you later. All right?
This was fun.
Good show.
We had a nice little time.
All right. More LunaticRadio.com next week.
You want to cuddle?
Yes.
All right, good.
Kieran, I want to.
You're damn right, you do.
Nice.
There it is. Oh, fuck yeah. Her legs are tied back like a turkey.
Oh my god.
Hey, no problem. Great quantities of saliva.
You
down the
take
shaft
forever to say nothing.
You can lick and kiss and suck and do whatever you like.
I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm gay.
I like swollen balls. I like the big butt or a penis.
Hey, I'm the gay guy, remember me? Everything I do is because I'm gay. I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman.
Gay.
10 seconds of glory of me sticking my tongue in your throat.
Gay. Gay.
I love that one.
Gay.
Great.
Gay. Gay.
All right, I'm done. See you later, everybody. You're ruining me, damn it.
gay.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW @LunaticRadio.com.